Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is headed back to Washington after a deadly Israeli airstrike yesterday jarred her latest Middle East peace mission. With the latest developments on the Lebanon crisis, we go live to Tel Aviv and CBS News correspondent Dan Ravie.
Nick, she never got to Lebanon on this round. Secretary Rice did get Israel to promise a 48-hour suspension of its bombing campaign, but that looks shaky. Late reports, Israeli planes struck near Taiba, South Lebanon. A military spokesman here says it's just air cover for ground troops. Rice left sounding optimistic.
As I head back to Washington, I take with me an emerging consensus on what is necessary for both an urgent ceasefire and a lasting settlement.
Adding she's confident both can be achieved this week. The turning point? Mothers in Khanna, Lebanon, weeping over 60 civilians, mainly children, killed by an airstrike. Israel expressed regret, adding Hezbollah had rocket launchers nearby, and that group never says sorry. In Damascus, Syrian protesters, and in Beirut, Lebanese voice hatred of Israel and the U.S. CBS's Vicky Barker in a mountain suburb.
A curse on Bush and Israel, says Mahmoud Zayed. He's a refugee in his own country, his family driven from the south by Israeli bombardments. But perhaps not all of his family. Mahmoud says he has four sons fighting for Hezbollah. I can't tell you what he said about Condoleezza Rice. It is racist and obscene. But then Mahmoud has been made homeless before, when the Israelis invaded in 1982. Mahmoud Zayed has become a connoisseur of hatred. Vicky Barker, CBS News, in the Shouf Mountains of Lebanon.
As for the Israeli bombing pause so civilians can move, David Bowden of Sky News.
They didn't trust Israel to keep its word. Remember that in the last 2 weeks, Israel has bombed civilians. Israel has bombed the UN.
Here in Israel, no Hezbollah rockets this morning. CBS's Robert Berger in Haifa.
This mall, which was closed for more than 2 weeks, is open. People are shopping and sitting in cafes. They say it's a big relief to finally get out.
Now some rockets have struck northern Israel. Live in Tel Aviv, Dan Ravive, CBS News.
I'm Peter Mayer in Miami. President Bush this morning will outline what the White House describes as the way forward in the Middle East crisis. He'll discuss the policy pursued since the start of the violence.
All of us must work together to achieve a sustainable peace.
The administration is fine-tuning the definition of sustainable peace and the proposal it's taking to the UN. The crisis has overshadowed the domestic themes of this Florida trip aimed at promoting hurricane preparedness and economic policy. Peter Mayer, CBS News, with the president in Miami.
In another effort to combat a resurgent Taliban, the U.S.-led coalition has turned over military operations in southern Afghanistan to NATO troops. But there was fresh violence as a bomb meant for a provincial governor killed 8 people during a mosque service today. Over most of the country, the summer sizzle goes on without let-up, sending kids scurrying for the water and adults hunkering down in the shade, or better yet, where the AC blows. Chicago and St. Louis under a heat advisory today. It's hot in La Crosse, Wisconsin, but Bob Witeski says he'll take it over the cold.
I prefer this weather than to the 10 below. This, at least you can get out and do stuff.
Unless you're spending the day slaving over a hot stove. Reporter John McDevitt of CBS station KYW in Philadelphia has one story.
People want their cheesesteaks no matter how hot it is.
They don't care. They just want a cheesesteak. No, they don't care if you're sweating.
Doug Sanford cooks the meat on a grill inside a small food cart on Independence Mall. He says it gets to be at least 130 degrees inside the stand.
I cook steaks all day no matter how hot.
When asked why he does it, he says for the customer.
With the oppressive heat comes drought, and much of the country is in its grip. Dry conditions are fueling wildfires in the west. One blaze in northern Nevada has blackened 187,000 acres. It's 4 past the hour.
Call the mortgage store today at 303-423-7171.
I'm Kathy Walker with an AM 760 local news update. Police are looking for a man who may be responsible for robberies at metro area adult bookstores. The latest robbery was early Sunday morning in Commerce City. Police say the man entered the store, fired a shot, and demanded money. Investigators believe he may have robbed 2 other adult bookstores in Denver the same morning. Police have dubbed the robber the Triple X Bandit. They're concerned he might be getting more aggressive. Rescue crews have recovered the bodies of 2 people killed in a plane crash yesterday. It happened in the mountains near Winter Park. Park near the line between Boulder and Grand counties. The single-engine plane was registered to Coe Hargraves, but he says he recently sold it. He says the plane was in good mechanical condition. 30 years ago today, there was too much rain. 145 people died on this day when the Big Thompson River flooded in 1976. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Kathy Walker. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And so far this morning, we seem to be in pretty great shape if you're just getting to the highways. Everything to this point, rolling wide open, speeds up on the high end. Any of that overnight construction activity has wrapped up, and a little progress through T-Rex as that Broadway on-ramp to southbound I-25 is now officially open in its permanent position. Go ahead and use that this morning. Checking your weather for today, partly cloudy, breezy, and a little cooler than what we've been getting, up to 91 for a high with a round of afternoon thundershowers. Right now we're 65. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
So, you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service, and you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. We believe you shouldn't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to advertise on the radio. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy by giving you the chance to shop for radio in a no-pressure environment where you can decide how much you want to spend and where you want to spend it. We keep your costs low by offering a smaller number of commercials and letting you pick the customers that you want to reach. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com. That's CustomersAreListening.com.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-3364. Again, that's 1-800-550-3364. 1-800-550-3364.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service. And you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums, to townhomes, to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's E-N-G-L-E Homes Colorado.com.
Of course, we can go through the whole thing about, well, if it wasn't Monday, it would be Tuesday, and if Tuesday were Monday, then, you know, the whole thing about how you got to have a start to the beginning of the week. And summer is almost over. Can you believe that? We're coming up now into August already. I have no more vacation time left. So now it's work all the way straight through. Okay, a lot of stuff to talk about this morning. But in some ways, not anything to talk about. And I'll explain this by saying to you that the big news, the big item, and if this is the kind of thing that you want to talk about every single morning, you want to talk about the big item and the big news, we all know what the big news is. The big news is the Middle East. And, you know, I said it last week that while I understand the Israelis' response, I don't necessarily agree with all of it. And you have the tragic bombing over the weekend at Qana, in which 60 people were killed and 34 of them were children. And, you know, I understand people's feelings of reluctance over this overreaching kind of thing that Israel's going through. But, you know, I also understand it. And I've said this before, based on our own performance of, look what we did with 9/11, where there were 3,000 people killed, and we went to Afghanistan on that deal. Or, look how close, and I think a lot of you just don't remember this because of your age. For instance, I know John Turk doesn't remember, because I don't even think you were alive in 1962. Were you even alive in 62?
No, I wasn't even thought of. I was born in 74.
Yeah, okay. So, you don't remember the Cuban Missile Crisis and, you know, the facts that, you know, that we were on the, you know, just the brink of nuclear war, which is far worse, if you think about it, than anything we've ever faced. Far worse than Al-Qaeda, far worse than anything. And we managed to keep things in check, but we went through this and we were underneath the desks and the whole thing, you know, cover and duck. And Kennedy blinked it down with Khrushchev over those missiles in Cuba because he wasn't going to have them. And you have the Israelis sitting there looking at the 12 to 14,000 rockets sitting pointed at them. There's that part of it. There's also my feeling that, and I was thinking about this last night in bed, in which I should have really been going to sleep, but instead I'm noodling this around in my head. You know, I can't support people who back theocracies. I mean, I can't support people who back theocracies in the Middle East. I can't support people who back theocracies in America. I can't support authoritarian religious figures. I just can't do it. I can't support Hezbollah. There's no way. I think there's wrong on both sides, but I just can't, you know, but I can't support Hezbollah. But then I don't know what the answer to any of this is. And you know what's always amused me about, and I used to get into trouble for this, but what always amuses me about talk radio, every talk show host has the answer. Well, I'm one who tells you that I don't. That I don't know what the answer is here with all of this. Israel said that it would halt the airstrikes for 48 hours to investigate that tragic bombing in Qana. Now reports are coming out of the Middle East that they're bombing again. And that it hasn't been 48 hours. Condoleezza Rice and the administration. I've been howling for, you know, days about this. That I don't think that, you know, that our diplomacy has been absent for 6 years. And I don't think the Israelis are going to get what they want. And here's why I don't think they're going to get what they want. Because you know what? Guerrilla movements are extremely hard to beat. Insurgencies are hard to beat. We can't do it in Iraq, where over 100 people a day are dying. And the Iraq war has slipped virtually off the television screens. There were two columns yesterday in the paper about this. One was Frank Rich in the New York Times talking about it. The other one was Molly Ivins alluding to it in the Post. Rocky has slipped off, basically, off the television set. Where Baghdad is, you know, Baghdad is just an explosive, violent city. And we're going to take troops from Anbar province. And then there was a Marine killed in Anbar province yesterday because there's violence there. The whole thing, to me, is all of it is just a mess. And while I think we can work it out, I think we can figure it out. It's going to take a lot of work. It's not going to come overnight. And we've really, really got to get serious about this stuff. We really have to. And Hezbollah does use civilians as shields. And Hezbollah does, in a classic guerrilla warfare-type tactic, you know, move among the civilians. And civilians get injured in the process. And a woman sent me an email, you know, and I've gotten some emails on this, okay? I get these emails from people, you're a Zionist, blah, 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 blah. And then I got an email from a woman who said, well, you know, those of us on the left, those of us that are progressives, those of us that are liberals, we just don't like war to begin with. And I think there's a certain part of that that's really true. I mean, wouldn't you, and what I'm saying here may sound a little stupid, but wouldn't you rather try to work things out than go to war? But, you know, there are people on the authoritarian right like Irvin Kristol and people like that. I mean, that's what they want. They want war. I mean, they want us to go bomb Iran. I don't know. The thing is a cement mixer of feelings. It really is a cement mixer of feelings. If you want to chime in on this, 303-713-7600 on this Monday morning. 303-713-7600. I got four open lines. If you don't want to chime in, that's fine because I got plenty more to say. And I can sit and talk all morning about this and not take one phone call because there's enough stuff going on out there and there's enough craziness going on out there and there's enough tragedy going on out there to cover us for a lifetime here that we've accumulated in like 19 days. 303-713-7600, 619, 19 minutes after 6. It's good to be with you this morning. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's your life. It's your choice. If balance in your personal and business life is important to you, maybe what you're looking for is staying home and loving it. Work from home with a successful team with a passion for what they do. They'll supply you with the free training needed to work from home and be successful. Staying at home and loving it is partnered with an over 20-year-old company making a difference. With no large investment, request info today and ask about the half-off July enrollment. Call 720-851-9637 or go to homefuture.com.
Nickelback. The most explosive show on the planet is coming. August 9th at Coors Amphitheater. Nickelback, 3 Days Grace, Chevelle, and Hinder. Tickets are on sale now. Fans from coast to coast can't get enough. August 9th at Coors Amphitheater. Nickelback plus special guest, 3 Days Grace. Chevelle. And Hinder. Listen carefully. Tickets are on sale now. At all Ticketmaster outlets, 303-830-TIXS or Ticketmaster.com. Produced by EEG Live and House of Blues Concerts. Nickelback brings you the most explosive show on the planet.
This week we're not doing legal math. We're focusing on punitive damages and drunk drivers. Car crashes by drunk drivers are usually the worst. They're also treated differently by the insurance company behind that drunk driver. Much differently. Here's what the insurance company will never tell you. Punitive damages can be assessed against drunk drivers. Punitive damages usually drive the regular damages. Punitive damages are not available in every car crash. They are available against drunk drivers who injure people. They won't tell you, but I will. Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. You've heard that old saying, what you don't know won't hurt you? Not true this time. What you do know about punitive damages will help you. What you don't know will hurt you. Look, don't get hurt in the crash and then hurt again on the insurance claim. Don't get hurt twice. If you have an insurance question, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock has over 20 years of experience. Bell & Pollock can be reached at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Consumer lawyers with a history and an attitude. Bell & Pollock is a member of Tom Martino's exclusive list at troubleshooter.com.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
3552 81 or visit Pella.com.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Need car navigation for your vacation? Get a Garmin GPS.
Turn right on Highway 152.
Garmin, the leader in We'll Take You There.
I'll take you there.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
As I head back to Washington, I take with me an emerging consensus on what is necessary for both an urgent ceasefire and a lasting settlement. I am convinced we can achieve both this week. And I am convinced that only by achieving both will the Lebanese people finally be able to control their country and their future, and the people of Israel finally be able to live free from the threat of attack from terrorist groups in Lebanon.
Got to be back!
Good morning, 6:23, 23 minutes after 6. High today, 90 under partly sunny skies. Jay Marvin along with you. Well, do you believe what Condoleezza Rice is saying there? Like, in other words, how are we going to get Hezbollah to disarm? I mean, any force that goes in there, any multinational force that goes in there is going to have to be prepared to fight Hezbollah to get them to drop their arms. How are we going to stop all of this? And the whole thing about picking sides on this. You know, I've got Arab friends, and one of them said to me, well, I was listening to you last week, and I thought you were going one way, and then you turned around and you went another, because I firmly believe both sides are at fault. I firmly believe Israel has the right to defend itself. I'm not sure if their response over the kidnapped soldiers or the soldiers that were taken, I'm not sure that response was appropriate. That they could have done a prisoner swap of some sort, and that possibly this was used as an excuse to do something that they had wanted to do all along. I don't think they're getting the military results out of this that they thought they would get. I think beating insurgencies are extremely tough. It's very, very hard to do. Witness our own problems in Iraq. I wonder how much of Hezbollah sees what's going on in Iraq and says, well, if The Iraqis can do this. Why can't we do it? Why can't we do it to Israel? Why can't we pull it off? If you read the New York Times yesterday, and I'm going to talk about Iraq a little bit later on in the program, but if you read the New York Times yesterday, things are so bad in Iraq, the central morgue can't keep all the bodies. I mean, that's how many people are dying there. And they estimate that it could be between anywhere between 30 and 50,000 people have died so far this year in Iraq. So you take this very volatile place called the Middle East, where answers are hard to find, and right and wrong is hard to determine at times. And then you throw in the fossil fuel equivalent, or the fossil fuel ingredient. You throw in the desire for crude oil, and we've got ourselves a boiling, flaming mess here. And the question is, how do you unwind all this, and how do you unwind it permanently? And I don't think that I don't think that anybody has an answer on how to do this. I really don't think anybody has an answer on how to do this. And you know something? The more the Israelis do what they're doing, to me, the more the Israelis are out there doing what they're doing, the blowback effect is that it strengthens support for Hezbollah in the Middle East, and it makes Iran and Syria stronger, which is something that this government doesn't want, the United States doesn't want, and I don't think Israel wants it either. But it's blowback from that. It makes them stronger. They have more of an influence in the region. And I know that I'm hopscotching all over the place here, but you know, then you go back to look at Iraq and us invading Iraq, when now it turns out that the real troublemaker in the region is Iran. We went to the wrong country. If you believe in the Bush preemptive, strike doctrine about threatening American interests, which I don't particularly believe in, but which I don't believe in, but we went to the wrong country. We went to the wrong place. So this thing is like a coloring book that your child might have, and somebody comes along with some acrylic paint and dumps a bunch of paint all over the place, and the thing is a mess. And there's no way to pull these parties apart. There's no way to get them to stop. And we have a White House that has largely dragged its feet in doing anything about this. And that it's a very, very complicated problem. Now, the media, talk radio, the media has a tendency to take these complicated problems, boil them down to sound bites, and make them sound very, very simple and very, one-dimensional and easy to figure out. But it's not as easy as that. It's not as easy as, well, the Israelis and disproportionate response and the whole thing. Because you know what? To me, the callers that were calling me and getting on my case about my feelings about Israel and about Israel having the perfect right to defend itself, the callers that were getting on me about that weren't owning up to the fact of what Hezbollah believes and what they are, which is that they believe in a radical, authoritarian version of Islam, and they want to build a theocracy. They want to build a theocracy. Now, one of the reasons why I think that I look politically the way I do is because I think I'm more of a free thinker than that. And I try on most subjects, not everything, because I'm not 100% perfect, but I try on most subjects to be as open-minded as I possibly can. I'm not open-minded on everything. Nobody is. But I can't support a theocracy. Can you support a theocracy? Can you definitely tell me that you can support a theocracy? So to me, if you call up here at AM 760 Progressive Talk at 303-713-7600 and you want to criticize Israel's disproportionate response, and I didn't hear this at all last week, if you want to criticize that disproportionate response, then you know the other side of it is you got to say something about Hezbollah. You got to say something about Hezbollah, because what is Hezbollah doing with a with an armed military inside a democratically elected state that is hell-bent on putting together a theocracy, a religious theocracy in the Middle East? And I hear very little condemnation of Hezbollah. I get very little of it in email, and I hear very little of it on the phones. Very little of it. People just don't seem to have a lot to say in that regard. And what I do hear is, and what I do get in email, and what I do get in phone calls, is a lot of people attacking Israel. And people love to throw around that term Zionist very, you know, freely. Particularly towards myself, and I'm sure Ed Schultz gets it too, for our defense of Israel. But I think for some of you, you ought to step back and you ought to take a sober look and you ought to think to yourself, okay, wait a minute, you know, what are my goals and what I would like to see and my belief pattern and my belief structure? Is it parallel to Hamas's before I throw my support to them? You know, so if you're going to criticize one, you got to criticize the other. Phones have been strangely silent here on this Monday morning. 303-713-7600. I got four open lines. If you want to jump on and talk about the Middle East conflict, and get in on this discussion, and maybe you're one of those people that has that feeling that, oh, you know, you're supporting Israel, so you must be a Zionist. And I'd love to talk to you about your feelings about Hezbollah, and maybe you're of the independent mind where you're not really a Democrat, you're not really a Republican, and you're kind of sitting back watching this happen. You know, I'd love to talk to you too. Lines are open. Or, you know, I can continue to keep running my mouth. It's not a problem. Because I've been thinking about this I've been thinking about this whole thing all weekend long. This whole thing has been bothering me. 6:32, 28 minutes away from 7 o'clock on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic now with Aaron O'Neill. Okay, so Bellevue is closed again this morning.
It was.
You know, what is CDOT's fetish with Bellevue?
I don't know.
Always closed?
They've been doing a lot of work down there over the last month, and it's been closed overnight.
And Colorado Boulevard was closed this morning, too.
Was it? Yeah.
I-25.
Yeah. Well, the good news is this whole T-Rex project, it's almost done.
Oh, yeah, right. You know what? No, they'll have Bellevue closed when I'm 80 years old and trying to make it down the left lane in a walker.
Oh, no. You think?
Oh, yes, I believe. I mean, they're going to be doing it, man. And they're going to be out there.
Yeah.
What are they doing? It looks fine to me. The last time I drove through there, it looked perfect.
Well, I think so, too, but apparently not. There's a few blemishes, perhaps.
Oh, okay. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
All right. What's the rest of the traffic look like?
It's looking pretty good on your Monday. We got kind of busy early here off the north end. Southbound I-25 from 104th down to 84th is already pretty slow. Of course, we're starting to bog down a bit across downtown. Still looking good for both sides of I-25 between downtown and the tech center. I-70 is up to speed yet. Eastbound 270 is really loaded up across Commerce City this morning. And our eastbound route is still in pretty good shape. One thing I want to mention, that on-ramp from Broadway getting onto southbound I-25, it was shut down for a long period. They reopened it briefly. It's been shut down again over the last month. It is now open in its final configuration and a pretty good indication of the T-Rex progress. Looking at your weather for today, partly cloudy, breezy, a little bit cooler than what we've seen in the last couple of days. Up to 91 for high with another round of afternoon thundershowers. We're at 68 now. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you'd like to save on your next tank of gas, be sure to use your SuperCard when you do your weekly shopping. Accumulate $100 in grocery purchases, and you'll save a total of 10 cents a gallon on your next fill-up at any King Supers fuel center. See store for details. King Supers, right store, right price.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin, mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken, Ed Schultz at 1, and Randy Rose at 4. Get the real story on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I'm so busy at work, Dr. Phil, I don't have any time, ever, and I wouldn't know where to look.
Well, don't just sit around whining about what you don't have. Go out and create what and who you wish was in your life.
Somehow, I knew you were going to say that.
Look, don't dream, do. Don't want, get.
Match.com is working with Dr. Phil, and our members are loving his insight. We'll show you who. He'll show you how. So come see what Match.com can do for you. Match.com, the number one site for love.
Hey there, it's me, your house and resident siding know-it-all. Look, I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm a wreck. My siding is splitting. It's faded. And see these? They're warped pieces I've had since the Carter administration. Listen, do us both a favor and visit the experts at the new James Hardy Siding Center. James Hardy Siding is superior to wood and vinyl, and it comes expertly installed by James Hardy's own installation teams. From start to finish, the James Hardy professionals handle everything, so we get complete replacement siding peace of mind. I'll bet that's why it's on over 4 million homes across America. Show me you care. Call the James Hardy Siding Center, and I won't ask for anything ever again. Except maybe that cute little addition.
Stop by the two new James Hardy Siding Centers in Lone Tree, just west of Park Meadows, and in Lakewood across from Belmar. Or call 866-3-HARDIE for a free at-home siding evaluation. Schedule to reside by August 31st and get up to $2,000 off installation. Some restrictions apply.
Hardy built, Hardy installed, Hardy guaranteed. James Hardy Siding Center.
You go online searching for the best deal on hotel rooms, and there's always this nagging feeling that there's a better deal out there. We get it. We're Hotwire.com, and we guarantee the lowest prices on 3- and 4-star hotels. How do we do it? Hotwire has special deals with 3- and 4-star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com, and we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site. Guaranteed. Like 4 stars in Denver? Travelocity price $139. Hotwire.com price just $93. Or 4 stars in San Francisco? Orbitz price $149. Hotwire.com price just $94. So why risk paying more on other travel sites when Hotwire.com gives you unsold rooms at deep discounts? Guaranteed. Hotwire.com. 4-star luxury, 2-star prices. Log on to Hotwire.com today and get a 4-star hotel in downtown Denver from just $84 a night. Hotwire's booking process differs from fixed travel sites. Exact hotel disclosed after booking. All bookings final. Rate subject to change in availability, not including tax recovery charges or fees. Guarantee details on site.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
You know, I don't know if that's really true. Do you think I really run a talk show that thinks like you? Do you think you think like me? If you do, I suggest you make an immediate appointment to go see a psychoanalyst. Oh, Lord. 6:37, 37 minutes past the hour. High today, 90, partly sunny. Did you get that, Mary? Oh, Mary's home listening. All right, we're talking about the whole Israeli-Palestinian conflict and the polarization around it and Iraq, which has, you know, which I'm going to talk more about a little bit later on in the show, but Iraq, which has, you know, basically slipped off the TV screens and is, you know, a huge mess. And let's go to Bob in Denver. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, you there, Jay?
Yes, I'm here.
I see it all as kind of a setup by Hezbollah. And what would Hezbollah do? Because they're counting on a division of the Allies, just like Chris Matthews said, that Bush has somehow managed to divide the Allies and unite all our enemies, which is the opposite of what you do in a war. And the thing of it, that I was thinking as well, what if all the superpowers, you know, were to get together in the Security Council and say, okay, we're going to put an international force in there and just deliver, you know, Hezbollah an ultimatum. You either stop or you'll cease to exist because we'll come in there, we'll cordon off that area where you're operating from, and we'll take out every single, you know, rocket, and we'll take out every single Hezbollah person that we can find in there, and they won't exist, period. Just give them an ultimatum, either quit or die, you know. And the thing of it is, you finally get, you know, it's kind of like in Vietnam when I was there. You'd get hit so often from a certain point, you know, a certain village, and you'd go in and you'd try to get, you know, things worked out, and you'd try to, you know, to help people, and you'd try to do everything that you possibly could to make sure people can live in peace, and then all of a sudden, you know, you get hit between the eyes again, and you finally get to the point, you just say, okay, you know, this is war, the hell with it, we're just going to go in there and take care of everything, and it'll be over. And the thing of it is, in a real big fight, Hezbollah would cease to exist, and their leadership would cease to exist.
Yeah, but you have a problem, though. Who are you going to get to do all this? I mean, we're tied up in Iraq with 124,000 troops. The British are tied up in Iraq, and I forget what their troop number is.
Yeah,
the Germans don't have much. The French are reluctant. I mean, in other words, where are you going to get this international force that's going to go in and not only buffer, you know, these two countries, but also turn around and go after Hezbollah and start fighting them in the trenches? That's going to be awful hard to get somebody to do that, man.
Sometimes you come to the point where you actually don't have any choice, though. Yeah, that's part of the problem, and they're counting on
Well,
not
I mean,
having that choice.
Yeah, but they do have a choice. And the choice is to try to get a, you know, as they probably see it, the choice is to try to get some kind of negotiated ceasefire.
Yeah.
And then work from there to fix the other, you know, the other problems. That's probably how they see it. But, you know, they got to go home to their populace and, you know, they got to go home to their populace and they got to say, okay, you know, we have to take our young men and send them over there and get put them in the middle of that whole thing. And then you talk about Turkey, which is involved too. I mean, they're Muslim, but then it would be Muslims against Muslims. I mean, it's really just a complicated, tricky, screwed up situation in which there doesn't seem to be any kind of an easy answer on Monday morning, July 31st. I just doesn't seem to be one.
Well, Hezbollah does not want a ceasefire unless they can continue to rocket Israel with impunity. And the thing is, I think, unfortunately, you get to a point where, you know, as bad as whatever the consequences are, and as much as you don't want to do it, but what if the Chinese and the Russians and everybody all got together and say, okay.
They're not going to.
I know they're not. And they're counting on that, and that's why you can't solve the problem, because you have to have, you know, some kind of unity somewhere where people can say, okay, we've had enough, you know, we've had enough of some of these organizations. The thing of it is, you know, just like Chris Matthews says, it's just somehow that because we went into Iraq, the Shia are now united against the West. And it's not, Israel is an excuse. If Israel weren't there, they'd still be doing the same thing, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I don't know that you would have Hezbollah if Israel wasn't there. I mean, Hezbollah was created after that Israeli invasion into Lebanon. But, yeah, you would still have radical Islam going on, whether Israel was there or not. Bob, thank
That's
you, man.
Core.
Appreciate
yeah.
it.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Al in Aurora. Al, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Hey. Hi. Can you hear me?
Sure. I hear you loud and clear.
Okay. This is the first time I've called. I normally catch you every morning when I go to my McDonald's and get me a cup of coffee.
There you go.
But I had to call today because I'm a retired colonel. I was in the War College in 1976, and we were talking about Israel-Palestine at that time. And let me just say a couple of things. First of all, this Middle East situation will never be solved until we can get an equitable solution to the Israeli-Palestinian problem. We would not be having this talk today if, during the last 6 years, the Bush administration had put attention to that problem, but they let it go, and then mainly because the last few years is because of our deal in Iraq. They want something else to get Iraq off the table. And again, we will never solve the Middle East problem until we solve the Israeli-Palestinian problem.
Let me ask you something critical here.
Okay.
Do you think that this conflict going on between Hezbollah and Israel, do you think it hurts the Bush administration, or do you think it benefits it?
Well, it's kind of hard to say. It might benefit them because the Bush administration for the last 6 years have tried to keep war on the table to try to keep their base and keep the American public in shambles. And any time they can get something to say that they are getting against the terrorists and all that stuff, I think it might help them. And I think the Democrats have got to wake up, and I think John Kerry would have won that election if he had talked more about the Iraq war before that last debate they had. And he finally got on track. But I don't know if it's going to hurt him or not, but I know that's their plan, is to keep the terrorist situation on the tube all the time.
Well, the reason I ask is because, as I indicated earlier, and you read Frank Rich yesterday in the New York Times, the Iraqi news coverage has virtually slid off the television.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's true, and that's what they want to do. And I would say,
so in that case, you'd have to say that the Middle East conflict has helped them.
Yeah, the Bush administration.
Yes.
I would say this. In fact, I'm pretty sure, you know, you can't say for sure, but Bush administration was completely complicit in everything the Israelis are doing. They want them to keep this thing going to keep Iraq off the front pages. But again, if we don't solve the Palestinian-Israeli situation, like President Clinton was trying to do, President Carter did a lot, you know, we wouldn't have Egypt if President Carter had not gone in there. One of his friends, guy that got killed after President Carter was shaking hands and all that stuff. It's Ramin.
Oh, no, you're thinking about Anwar Sadat.
No, well, Anwar Sadat was Egypt. I'm talking about the guy from Israel.
Oh, yeah, Ramin.
Yeah, yeah. See, but the Bush administration, nobody's over there trying to do anything. And if they don't keep, if they don't try to do anything, this thing is going to keep festering and festering and festering and festering. And as long as we don't solve that situation, or at least, can you recall when President Clinton was trying to get with Barack and Arafat? We didn't have no bombings. And as soon as that deal fell through and the Bush administration came in right afterwards, then things start to happen all over again.
All right, so, but before I run out of time here, though, let me give you one thing to think about.
Okay.
How do you go to the Israelis and say, you can't take on Hezbollah, which is a radical Islamic organization hell-bent on establishing a theocracy, and we can turn around and we can go after Saddam Hussein and we can go after anybody else we deem a terrorist in the war on terror? How can one nation do it and tell another not to do it?
Well, we can tell them not to do it because we're financing everything they got. They wouldn't have all that equipment. See, the thing we do.
Yeah,
all
but
the
it
time,
wouldn't. But it wouldn't play well publicly, and you'd receive a ton of political pressure. Listen, I got to go, man. I appreciate your call, and I hope you'll call me again.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Couple lines open at 303-713-7600. 646, 14 minutes away from 7 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin and the rest of us is sitting here trying to noodle and make sense of something that I'm not so sure you can make sense of. I got two lines open if you want to jump in on this whole thing about the Middle East and the Quanah bombing and the latest developments.
Denver voters, casting your ballot has never been easier. You can even vote before Election Day. Vote now. Here's how. Early voting begins Saturday, July 29th at the Wellington Webb Building, then continues July 31st through August 4th at six convenient locations throughout Denver. The hours are from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. For more information, visit the Denver Election Commission online at www.denvergov.org/elections or call us at 720-913-VOTE. That's 720-913-8683.
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
UniversityCollege.du.edu. That's UniversityCollege.du.edu.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-344-9121 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-344-9121. That's 1-800-344-9121.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-785-3321. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find these foreclosed homes and properties in your area, homes for as little as $199 a month, request a listing from BNI today. Call toll-free 1-800-785-3321. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-785-3321. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-785-3321. 1-800-785-3321.
You're going to have to live with for years and years and years and years and years. So if you've even considered getting a new mattress recently, or maybe even if you haven't, you got to stop by and see the Select Comfort store to see the Sleep Number bed before you shop anywhere else. So check out the bed. Select Comfort stores are located in 9 major malls, including Southwest Plaza, Flatiron Crossing, and the Foothills Mall.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
I'm so busy at work, Dr. Phil, I don't have any time, ever, and I wouldn't know where to look.
Well, don't just sit around whining about what you don't have. Go out and create what and who you wish was in your life.
Somehow, I knew you were going to say that.
Look, don't dream, do. Don't want, get.
Match.com is working with Dr. Phil, and our members are loving his insight. We'll show you who. He'll show you how. So come see what Match.com can do for you. Match.com, the number one site for love.
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. There's a million toys at Toys R Us that I can play with.
Birthdays, good report cards, a lost tooth, or just because they're great kids. You have the perfect reason, and we have the perfect toy. And no one carries more toys at great prices than Toys R Us. Come in and discover thousands of items store-wide, all waiting to bring joy to your child's face. Hurry in today or visit ToysRUs.com.
I want to be a Toys R Us kid.
Toys R Us.
Confronting issues with an arsenal of opinion. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
We expressed what I think the council felt very strongly, and that is that we were shocked by it and that we regretted the loss of innocent life.
Sean Bolton, our ambassador to the UN, talking about the Quanah bombing, 60 people, 34 of them children. 303-713-7600, the Middle East in flames, and your opinions about it. Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's just such a complicated issue. It's just so many different facets. Let's go to Corey in Aurora. Corey, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, hey, I have kind of 2 points for you, and like yourself, I'm kind of trying to think of myself as a free thinker and not get caught up in the hype of the moment of the issues. But I guess the first thing I would pose to you is that I'm trying to imagine, if you can, if China took a bunch of their dissidents or people from Hong Kong and placed them in Southern California. Best farmland, great coast, armed them with tanks, planes, and everything. And they became a communist society in Southern California, all of from, you know, all the South. What do you think we should be doing and saying in this country? Do you think that people in Northern California would be like, well, they're communist, and we've got to get our land back? And all you also to put the caveat on it as well, Jay, is that when China took over Southern California, they moved out over 800,000 people and put them in Reno as well. So I just like to look at it from the other side of, like, well, what really starts this? I mean, it's not the little skirmishes that we see today, two soldiers being kidnapped and Hezbollah is launching rockets, and they want a theocracy, and that's fine. They can, they can have their own ideology or whatever. But I don't like to jump to the conclusions, because Hamas and I forget the group out of Palestine. I apologize.
Palestinian Liberation Organization?
No, not them. The new one. I apologize. I forget their name already. They just won power in Palestine.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, and I can't think of their names either.
Exactly. So, and those groups do a ton of humanitarian good in their communities and those countries. I mean, they build schools. They take care of the poor. They remove the trash. They They educate the citizens. So they do a lot.
Yeah, they educate the citizens, but they educate them in Islam, in radical Islam. I mean, I'm not disputing where you're going with this, and I'm not disputing with what you're saying. And I think that they ought to be able to choose whatever kind of government that they want. And if they want a radical Islamic state, then they ought to be able to have one, as long as that radical Islamic state doesn't seek to spread revolution and Islamic revolution around the rest of the world. It doesn't bother me. But they're just not going to get my support, because I wouldn't support anybody who would have those feelings.
Well, Jay, we're in agreement there, because just as I don't necessarily support what we're doing, because that's what we're doing. We're trying to spread democracy, Christianity around the world. And we're doing it with force now as well.
Well, we claim we're trying to spread democracy, but a lot of this is what we're trying to do is open up markets for business.
That's correct.
I don't support what we're doing as well. And some of this stuff that's going on is blowback from things, like you said in the beginning, of stuff that we've done years ago. But the answer to all of this, and I keep saying this, I mean, in my opinion, is the answer to all of this stuff is simply this: a dual state situation with the Israelis and the Palestinians, and you will unwind a lot of what's going on that part of it. I don't know what it's going to take to unwind Iran and Syria, but I know that it would stop a lot of the trouble. And we haven't. Can you honestly say we've worked towards that?
We certainly haven't. We keep going with Band-Aids, and we don't address the real issue, and that is that, you know, the Jews are put into land and taken over Palestinian homes and land and part of the best land, and there's got to be a reconciliation of that. Until we have that, there's nothing. And Jay, I'll just offer you one last thing, and maybe it's a transition for you and the rest of the callers, is the biggest elephant in the room that nobody really talks about is religion. And as long as religion is at the core of all of this, there's never a solution, because as a Christian, and not myself, I'm saying as other Christians, is what they proselytize out there, is that every other religion, that's fine, they respect other religions, and you can have your other beliefs, but at the core of it, they're telling another man, civilization, woman, or the fiber of who you are is basically wrong. I respect what you believe, but you're right and you're wrong.
Authoritarian religions, particularly right-wing authoritarian religion, does that a lot, and whether it's right-wing authoritarian Islam or Christianity Judaism. I mean, when you get into that territory, you start dealing with those people. But there are a hell of a lot of people in the Christian religion. There are a heck of a lot of Muslims in the United States who don't carry those views, who have a live and let live type of approach to life.
Yeah, you're right. A lot of them do have that, but I'm getting at it deeper than that. I'm saying at the core of it all, the problem with religion, to me personally, is that, in essence, you're telling people that they can't have those beliefs, but they're wrong because they're not yours.
But only if you take that to an extreme, and an extreme is the whole topic of what I talked about last week about the cross in San Diego on public property, about all of those things, about the idea that it's not only got to be my way, your way has to be my way. When you start getting into those people who are authoritarian and radical in their outlook, they're the ones that cause the problems, and the religious figures who never get talked about, they're the ones that are not out there causing much of a problem. As a matter of fact, I got to tell you real quick. There's an article in the front page of the New York Times. Go look it up on the internet about a preacher at a megachurch who says that they should stay out of politics. Listen, I got to run, man. Thank you. I appreciate the call. All right, coming up next, we'll talk about Mel Gibson and his anti-Semitic comments and what you think should happen to him. That's up next year on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Get away this weekend for a real Colorado vacation. The Crossy Bar Trout Ranch offers the finest wild trout fishing from four crystal clear lakes near the spectacular Sangre de Cristos. Bring the whole family and stay in a cabin or at the RV parking campground. Go hiking, mountain biking, and the staff can also arrange horseback riding, whitewater rafting, and jeep tours. It's a rocky
Mountain Family Adventure at the Crosty Bar Trout Ranch, 1 hour southwest of Colorado Springs. For more information, call 1-800-453-4379.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Is AM 760 progressive talk? KKZN 410 Denver Boulder and broadcasting in HD.
I'm Dan Raviv live in Israel. Defense Minister Amir Peretz telling Parliament the ground war against Hezbollah in southern Lebanon is going deeper and wider. And while Israel promised Condoleezza Rice to stop bombing for 2 days, CBS's Sharon Alfonsi reports some warplanes did drop explosives near one town.
They said that they weren't targeting anyone or anything, and that they did it to protect their ground troops. But, you know, with the peace process being as delicate as it is right now, that could have some serious ramifications.
I'm Vicki Barker in Beirut. On the hot and dusty streets here, deep skepticism of America's methods and motives.
Condoleezza Rice came here to make peace. Instead, she allowed Israel to continue the war.
And in the halls of power, there are fears that Israel's 48-hour bombing lull is a ploy to expand its ground offensive in southern Lebanon.
Secretary of State Rice is flying to Washington. Here in Israel today, she expressed confidence a ceasefire can be arranged this week. From Tel Aviv, we turn to Miami. CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer, you're with President Bush. Is he softening his support for Israel's military push?
Well, Dan, we may know more in an hour or so when the president discusses what the White House describes as the way forward. But just a few minutes ago, he told a local audience he wants a UN plan that addresses the root causes of the crisis. He repeated a call for a long-lasting peace. Mr. Bush meets with Secretary Rice later today at the White House. I'm Peter Mayer, live in Miami, now with more CBS News. Here's Frank Settapani.
Much of the country is getting ready for another one of those days.
Temperatures within a few degrees, either side of 100.
Heat advisory have been issued for Chicago, St. Louis, parts of Michigan, including Detroit, parts of Kentucky, and the Minneapolis suburbs where Judy Gitt lives, and it's
hot.
Well, you get the idea.
It was 86 degrees when I left the house this morning.
No ice in your drink? No problem, but you may have to pay more. Live to CBS's Jim Shenevy. Jim, what's going on here?
Well, that's a growing trend in bars and restaurants across the country, Frank, adding a surcharge to drinks ordered straight up or without ice. Could be a buck, could be more, and people aren't happy about it. But the bar owners defend it, saying they have to add more booze to the mix if there's no ice. Reporting live, Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
In a world where image is everything, some fans of polished pop star Beyoncé aren't happy with her latest video. The Houston Chronicle says 5,000 fans have signed petitions asking Columbia Records to reshoot Deja Vu with less wiggle, more clothing. At the movies, Miami Vice is Hollywood's new number one film. It took in $25 million over the weekend, dethroning Pirates of the Caribbean, which came in second at around $20 million. Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P stock futures are down about 2 points. This is CBS News.
1-2.
Dad, this is my boyfriend, Scott.
So, where are you from, Scott?
Seattle.
Any brothers, sisters?
One brother.
How's your driving record?
Good.
Ever been arrested?
Huh?
Serving the military?
Sir?
Do you have any diseases?
Dad!
What if everything in life came with a 115-point inspection? Well, before we certify any Ford Lincoln Mercury pre-owned vehicle, it must first pass a rigorous point-by-point exam. Plus, all Ford Lincoln Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles come with a 6-year, 75,000-mile warranty, including 24-hour roadside assistance.
Any sports injuries?
No.
See dealer for warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
You've reached Pearson Incorporated. For Matt Pearson Sales, press 1. For Matt Pearson Accounting, press 1. For Matt Pearson Human Resources, press 1.
At Aflac, we know things are different in small companies. Introducing Aflac for Small Business. With Aflac SB, your small business can have the same Aflac products and service the big guys get. At no direct cost to you.
For Matt Pearson, in a state of exhaustion, press 1.
To learn more, call
800-99-AFLAC
or visit AflacSB.com. American Family Life Insurance Company in Columbus, Aflac.
I'm Kathy Walker with an AM 760 local news update.
CSAP reading scores among Colorado third graders continue to slide for a third straight year. The proficient or advanced students this year was 70%. That's 1% less than last year, 4% less than 2 years prior to that. Five fires near two Nebraska panhandle towns continue to burn today. Authorities think the fires have burned more than 112 square miles, destroyed at least three homes near Chadron, Nebraska, and damaged several others. Jim Bunstock is Nebraska's emergency manager.
Uncontrolled and growing larger, the larger fire, the two, the Thayer fire, is growing on all four sides. It's in Canyon Country, and working through some grassland there, and the combination of fuels is causing it to grow kind of erratically and very rapidly.
Some Colorado firefighters are in Nebraska to help out. It's possible the town of Harrison, Nebraska, will be evacuated if the winds shift. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Kathy Walker. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
We got a few problems out in Aurora this morning if you're making that drive out of that city and making your way over towards the highway. Watch for an accident involving a bus and an SUV blocking up the intersection of Alameda and Buckley. They've also been dealing with light problems at the intersection of Quincy and Chambers. Treat that as a four-way stop. As far as your highway drive, really kind of typical stuff here for southbound I-25. Of course, backups start from 104th to 84th. Very busy across downtown. We're still wide open, though, northbound I-25 if you're leaving the Denver Tech Center. Southbound 225 now backed up from Yosemite down towards I-25. And if you're on your way in from Lakewood, watch for a three-car pileup in the right lane, eastbound 6 at Wadsworth. Stick to those left lanes there, a little bit backed up there. Weather for today, partly cloudy, breezy, and a little cooler. Highs will be up around 91 with afternoon thundershowers. Right now we're at 70 degrees. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you'd like to save on your next tank of gas, be sure to use your SuperCard when you do your weekly shopping. Accumulate $100 in grocery purchases, and you'll save a total of 10 cents a gallon on your next fill-up at any King Supers fuel center. See store for details. King Supers, right store, right price.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Well, now you can learn with a free demo revealing this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free, but only for a limited time. 1-800-413-4102. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family.
Just being able to get through emails faster has given me a huge advantage at work.
I was having trouble in school, but now my grades are through the roof.
This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family. Call Infinite Mind IQ now to try this revealing demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-413-4102. That's 1-800-413-4102.
So which they're talking about it being 99 degrees, but man, it was hot yesterday. Woo! All right. You know, my feelings a lot of times is that if it's in the news, it's up for grabs. And this thing with Mel Gibson, we got to talk about this thing with Mel Gibson. Now, I got to tell you like a story behind this. For me, when I was working in Chicago, and I was working at the, and you've heard me talk about this, I was working at this a very, 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 very right wing radio station, and I was the only, you know, progressive on the station. Slash moderate, slash constantly being told to keep not to talk about this and to keep the rhetoric down and blah, blah, blah. And I had this partner who was very, very conservative, got all of her talking points off of Fox, and was Catholic. And we had a newsman. We had a newsman who was part of the show. In my typical manner, you know, I had brought him into the program, and he was an evangelical. I mean, a huge evangelical. And he would insert that every once in a while into the conversation, if all three of us were on the air talking. And my partner, who had a bad habit of really losing her temper and yelling and screaming, and as Mary used to tell me, she would snort into the microphone. You know, make that when you try to make like a like a point that she didn't like. And we had a general manager who was a devout Christian. Nice guy. I'm still friends with him to this day. But was a devout Christian. So his thing is, so Gibson's movie comes out, The Passion of the Christ. And we're all ordered to go see it. And it's not a movie I would have gone to, because I had heard from people that it had anti-Semitic overtones, that the Jews in the movie looked stereotypically Jewish with big noses, had very swallow-looking skin, and were kind of creepy. And it's just not my kind of film. I mean, I just wouldn't take an interest in it. I wouldn't go, but I had to go. So we go. Okay, so we go see the movie. And I am totally and completely and totally 100% creeped out by the film. And I do believe that it had an unsettling, very subtle anti-Semitic tone to it. I mean, in looking at it, you know, the Jews, the actors looked different than the Christians. And I don't know, maybe that's not true, and maybe that's what I wanted to see. Anyway, I go to this thing. So I go to see it, I go to this thing, and we talk about it on the air the next day. And I try to advance these points about how I was uncomfortable, about how I thought the film was creepy, about how I had questions about Mel Gibson, and particularly in the fact that Mel Gibson's father, Hutton Gibson, had made some very, very, you know, terrible comments, such as the Holocaust never happened, that there were more Jews in Europe after World War II and after Nazi Germany than before. And he made some other comments, too, that I can't recall. And the callers to the radio station and my partner and the news guy went after me like you wouldn't believe. And even the producer of the show was screaming in my headphones. So I was being attacked by all sides. I got up and walked out, actually, is what happened. I just said, you know what, I don't get paid enough for this. I got up and walked out. It was one of the key moments that I decided that I needed to get out of my contract and leave that job, that I just wasn't going to go through that anymore. Because, you know, the evangelicals were on the phone pounding me. I mean, I was getting it from all sides. And it was awful. Now we come to Mel Gibson and what's happened to him now. Despite an apology by Mel Gibson, Hollywood insiders and the star's fans sought more details about his reported anti-Semitic tirade during an arrest for drunken driving and whether sheriff's deputies gave him preferential treatment. Gibson's publicist would not elaborate beyond an apology Gibson issued Saturday, in which the star admitted he uttered despicable things to deputies. A leaked arrest report quoted Gibson as saying, "The Jews are responsible for all the wars in the world," and asking the arresting officer, James Mee, "Are you a Jew?" The entertainment website TMZ posted the document, which is said had four pages in the original arrest report. Sheriff's officials have declined to comment on Gibson's alleged remarks. The Office of Independent Review, a department watchdog panel, has opened an investigation into whether authorities tried to cover up Gibson's alleged inflammatory comments, said its chief attorney, Mike Janeco. Assuming that the report was excised, then the question is, was it done for good reason within regulations? Gibson is a Roman Catholic, has filmed public service announcements for the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Lee Baca's relief committee dressed in his sheriff's uniform. This is no cover-up, Baca told the Los Angeles Times. Trying someone on rumor and innuendo is no way to run an investigation, at least one with integrity. Gibson was arrested after deputies stopped his 2006 Lexus LS430 for speeding at 2:36 in the morning on Friday morning. Sheriff's spokesman Steve Whitmore said deputies clocked him doing 87 miles an hour in a 45-mile-an-hour zone. A breath test indicated Gibson's blood alcohol level was 0.12%. The legal limit in California is 0.8%. Gibson posted $5,000 bail and was released hours later. In a statement, Gibson said he has struggled with alcoholism and has taken every step to ensure my return to health. Abraham Foxman, national director of the Anti-Defamation League, called Gibson's apology unremorseful and insufficient. Some in Hollywood were debating on whether Gibson could recover from this scandal. And then some of the things that he said about Jews, he used the F word too, which I'm not going to use because I don't know. You know, you might, I mean, you have, might have kids in the car with you, and I want to, you know, keep this as sanitary as possible. But here's the question I want to ask. Here are the couple of questions I want to ask you about this. Should Mel Gibson, how should Mel Gibson have to pay for this? Should this ruin Mel Gibson's career? And do you buy the idea that alcohol was the reason for him doing it? Or do you think he really believes this stuff? So there's two questions right there. Should this ruin his career? Should he be blacklisted from the movie business because of what he did? And do you believe his saying, well, it was because of alcohol? And here's the third and final question here. If you were Jewish, would you work with him on a film? Or would you refuse? So I got three questions there, 303-713-7600 about Mel Gibson's bust. Number one, should his career suffer for his stream of anti-Semitic invectives? Number two, what was number two? I can't remember what number two was. Well, should his career suffer from the stream of invectives? Number two is, do you believe that you accept his excuse that alcoholism was the cause and that he really doesn't believe what he was saying? And number three, if you were Jewish, would you work with him on another film? So those are the three questions. And I'd really like to know how you feel about that. Because you know something? I don't think you can blame that on alcohol. And who's the cyclist? I can't think of his name now. Who we talked about last week, the cyclist. Floyd Landis is blaming his problem on alcohol too, saying he had some drinks and that it boosted his testosterone. This was in the New York Times yesterday. So alcohol is like the catch-all reason for everybody making mistakes. But I want to know if you buy that whole thing about alcohol made him do it. Because you know what? I don't buy it. And I think he really does believe it. Now, here's the tricky part. Should his movie career be penalized because of it? Should somebody's career be penalized for something that they say that may be controversial and that some people may view as over the top? And you know the example I give you is the Dixie Chicks. Now, probably the majority of us listening to this radio station this morning, majority of you listening to me, probably this morning, probably think that what the Dixie Chicks said was A-OK and right on. I mean, I personally did. But look how much of a price they paid for making that statement. So does Mel Gibson go down the same road? So he gets drunk, he gets belligerent with the cops, he makes these statements, the statements become public, and then does he pay for it? I mean, if you thought the Dixie Chicks, what the Dixie Chicks went through was wrong, is it the same with Gibson? Because these happen to be his views? Okay, so he doesn't like Jews. I mean, should he pay for it in his career? Should he be black? You know, should that be the end of it? Like, none of us go to see any Mel Gibson movies anymore. And, you know, if you're Jewish in Hollywood, you don't work with Mel Gibson because you don't like him because of what he says. It's all of this all rolled into one. I know, I'm having a really complicated morning here this morning. 303-713-7600, and the phones reflect that because there's not one stinking phone call hanging on here this morning. So I know, am I making this too esoteric and too all over the road here for some of you to latch on to as you're trying to figure out how to negotiate Monday and negotiate the week? But I wonder about that, you know, because we talk a lot about free speech, we talk a lot about the free flow of ideas, exchanges of ideas, and even if somebody's ideas are repugnant and you don't like what they have to say, you got to honor their right to say it, right? I mean, you can't just go like, okay, well, you can't say that, and, you know, you're busted because you said it. I mean, technically, he didn't threaten anybody. What he said was in poor taste. I don't know. You draw the conclusion from there, and I'll stand by your verdict. And I have to tell you that I am undecided on whether his career should reflect it or not. I'll tell you this much. I probably will not go see another Mel Gibson film. I probably have had it, or anything connected with him. But that's just me. That's personally me, and it's my dollar, and it's my consumer dollar. And, you know, if I want to vote to go see something else, like the new movie out about Leonard Cohen, which is playing here in town, which I hope to go see today, I mean, you know, then that's. But I don't know. Should he have the black ball come down on him in Hollywood? 719, 19 minutes after 7, Mel Gibson, anti-Semitic statements, your opinions, 303-713-7600. We'll take your calls coming up here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Getting heavier this morning on our eastbound routes for the Turnpike now. We're starting to see slowdowns from Federal to Pecos. Slow drive in from Lakewood, too, because of a three-car pileup eastbound 6 at Wadsworth as the right side of the highway blocked up. Just a little bit heavy from Kipling on over, and then busy again from Federal to I-25. Southbound I-25, our definite slowest drive this morning, 104th to 84th, and then stop and go from I-70 getting across downtown. Still looking good for northbound I-25 leaving the Tech Center. Southbound 225 backed up from Yosemite down to the Denver Tech Center merge. Weather for today, partly cloudy, a little cooler than what we've had last couple of days, up to 91 for a high. The round of afternoon thundershowers. We're at 70 degrees now. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Find out how you can get a free iPod Nano for banking with Key. Now that's music to your ears. Visit Key.com, call 888-KEY-1234, or stop by any Key Center. Call or visit Key Bank to find out how you can get your free iPod today. Offer restrictions apply.
If you thought you couldn't afford premium LASIK by Colorado's premier LASIK provider, your dreams of clear, natural vision are about to come true. Announcing Spivak Plus, Colorado's premier LASIK plan that gives you everything you ever wanted in a LASIK procedure. At prices virtually everyone can afford. With Spivak Plus starting at only $9.95, we've got a LASIK plan for every budget. Call Spivak Vision Center today at 303-C2020. That's 303-C2020.
721, 21 minutes after 7 o'clock. Hey, if your roof got hit by severe weather here a month or so or a couple of months ago, or you're thinking about getting some roof work done, if so, there's really only one company that you should call for roof damage, and that's XL Roofing. You can depend on XL Roofing. When Tom Martino needed a new roof, he used XL Roofing, and you should do the same. Give him a call at 303-761-6400. Now, they work with all major insurance companies, and we'll make sure you won't get ripped off. And I'll tell you, here's one of the reasons why you should use these guys. Here's several reasons, as a matter of fact. They have a proven track record since 1994. Your project manager is with you from the start to finish. A dedicated quality control inspector is there to make sure your job is done right. And most important, and this to me is like the big thing, no payment until you're satisfied. Man, as good as these folks are, why would you chance it with anybody else? Call 303-761-6400. Let me give you the number again. That's 303-761-6400. Or go to their website and check them out, xlroofing.com.
Hi, I'm here with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only, who's telling me that now is the perfect time to be selling a timeshare.
That's right. The market is really hot right now. There are literally thousands of people looking to buy a timeshare.
And you've got some help for sellers.
Absolutely. Right now, I'm giving away a free kit that includes the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares.
Well, that does sound helpful.
Yeah, this is really good stuff to know for anyone who's even thinking about selling a timeshare, because these are things that can make you thousands of dollars.
And this information is free?
Absolutely free. But this is a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now so we can rush it out to you.
Okay. That's the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Yours absolutely free.
Call us now. We can help you make thousands of dollars.
Here's the phone number to call. 1-800-600-5002. That's 1-800-600-5002. 1-800-600-5002. 5002.
HD Radio!
Sir, they'll be asking you about high definition.
High fidelity?
High definition, sir. Mm-hmm. It's the latest in radio.
High defino.
High definition, sir.
So,
makes AM as clear as FM?
Has a definition?
Not quite.
What does Higley Definer mean for FM?
You don't want to know, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
AM 760, Progressive Talk, broadcasting in HD. Find out more on AM760.net.
Good morning. It's 7:23, 23 minutes after 7. High today, 91 under mostly to partly sunny skies. and it's good to have you along. We're talking about Gibson's anti-Semitic remarks after his getting popped in Malibu, where he said that the Jews were responsible for all the wars in the world. He used the F-word in there. And he asked the arresting officer if he was a Jew. And I'm asking how you feel about all of this and whether this should hurt his career. Should he be blackballed because of this? If you were Jewish, would you work with him? And do you believe his defense that alcoholism was the problem? Let's go to Jim in Denver. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yes. How you doing this morning?
Okay.
All right. No, I don't think. I think if you want to try to take some words when a person was drunk and try to define that entire person, I don't think that's a proper use of any type of sanction against an individual. I don't think his career should have to do that.
Well, I judge by your voice that you're African American. Am I right?
That is correct.
How about if Mel Gibson drunk had used the N-word and it blamed all the problems of the country on the on African Americans? Would you call with the same feeling?
Probably, yes. First of all, like I said, you know, I think everybody, I've seen so many cases that people, by a certain few words that we intend to take, you know, go out and judge that person's entire career for a certain thing. You know, there are some statements that, you know, I remember were attributed to John Wayne. I don't think they were very, you know, flattering, but at the same time, you know, to millions of Americans in here, he's a great American hero. So,
what statements were attributed to John Wayne that you would put on the same level as saying the effing Jews and the Jews are responsible for all the wars in the world?
I think it was some remark that he made about, you know, African Americans being qualified. But, you know, that was a statement. I wouldn't necessarily try to define John Wayne by those words. I think there's other people who've made statements, and I wouldn't necessarily do that. I think, first of all, that, one, I've been around here quite a long time, and, you know, it is a prejudiced society. And if we're all brought up in a prejudiced society, I think to all of us we have some prejudice to a certain extent. I mean, to come up and say we're perfect individuals is impossible. So
we should excuse that. In other words, if I made statements like that on this radio station, or if I made statements against Latinos or African Americans or Christians on this radio station, do you think that the management here should just excuse that
and no, say, "Well, think we're all, so, we're all, I think
we're
that's,
all prejudiced
no, I,
to
I
a
think,
degree"?
I think to take someone who, when a person is drunk, and try to use that to define it, and it wasn't like, you know, he came up, asked for the press, said, "I'm holding a press conference, and this is what I want to express as my views."
So then alcoholism to you is, and drinking to you is a valid excuse.
No, I think it was a factor in it, and I don't know who he is. I wouldn't try to judge him. I don't know what he may be one of the most biased persons in the world. I don't know that, okay? And I never will know it. Me and Mel is not going playing golf tomorrow, okay? But at the same time, again, like I said, I'm not going to go out and try to judge every individual that's supposed to have made a statement and say I can put him in this category or the other category. Sometimes things like this can be used to change people or make some positive type of change. I think that would be more beneficial than it would be to go out and try to demonize him. That's my personal
belief. I don't think that anybody's going to have to go out and try to demonize him. I think he demonizes himself.
Yeah, sure, and people are going to have reaction, but I'm saying, you're asking me for my personal opinion. No, I'm not going to try to go out and judge him based on that.
What are you saying? You wouldn't make any kind of a judgment of a person who would act that way, who would get pulled over for drunk driving. Number one,
I think,
and then number two. Hold on, let me finish. And then okay. number two. Let off with a whole stream of stuff like that? I mean, you wouldn't make any judgment towards that kind of person? You would just go, well, I'm a judgmental, open-minded individual, and I'll give the guy a lot of wiggle room or breathing room. I mean, you wouldn't make a judgment over that? I certainly would.
That's you. What I'm basically saying is there's so many other things that are much more important going on that if I'm going to go up here and try to analyze this guy, and then I'm going to try to, you know, curb my... then I think he's had a reaction on me, and I don't want to be have some type of reaction.
Depends on whose ox is being gored, though.
Well, yeah, but then people say a lot of things about a lot of people, and again,
do we let them get away with it, or do we call them out on it?
If I came on your station this morning,
let me say this. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. If I came on your station this morning, sober, on my way to work and hopefully in my, right judgment, and then started to espouse some, very anti-Semitic comments or, to any type, some racial type comments and things, I think you can say with a certain amount of surety that, yeah, this guy actually feels that way. To say something about where somebody made some comment because when he was drunk, alcohol is in it, and say that is I know exactly what that person is thinking, and this is how it should be categorized. I would not necessarily do it. I try to give everybody at least the benefit, benefit of the doubt. And I still believe, like I said, there are a lot of people that's not going to go away. I thought at one time in my lifetime it would disappear. It never will. So you go on living. There are a lot of things that go on that I don't necessarily agree with. And I guess if I had to place this on a scale of 1 to 10 on the things that's most important to me today, I would think there'd be a lot of other issues that are more important than, his comments he made when he was drunk.
I go back to what I said before. Number one, it depends on whose ox is being gored. That's number one. I maintain that if any white performer ever made, drunk or undrunk, made those kind of statements about African-Americans, Hispanics, or any other minority, they would be in big trouble. That'd be number one. And number two, it depends on whose ox is being gored, where if it doesn't affect you directly, it's easier to take. But when it hits to the heart of where you live, then it becomes like a whole other issue. But you know what? I love your exuberance, and I'm glad you called, and I hope you'll call again.
Okay.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
All right. One line open at 303-713-7600, 730 to AM 760, Progressive Talk. Here's Aaron O'Neill. So do you think that Gibson should pay for this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking about more than this, the traffic fine. I mean, do you think this should reflect back on his career?
I think it is going to hurt his career a little bit here. And he's got a movie coming up here in the fall, so we'll see if that affects box office totals.
Would it make you want to go see a Gibson film? No. No. Or are you going to say, yeah? Or tell me. I mean, or you don't care. You could say one way or the other.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm kind of indifferent, I guess.
Well, all right, but either you're gonna go see the film, or you go see a Gibson film, or you wouldn't. I mean, you see it and go like, oh God, this is this drunk anti-Semitic guy. I'm not giving him any money, or uh-huh. Would you just go, well, he's a good actor, so what the hell?
I can divorce. I guess the history from the, I guess if you want to call it art, I'd probably go see the movie.
All right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of people who can do that. I mean, a lot of people can put... I can put the politics of the person most of the time aside. Not all the time. There are some out there who I can't put the politics aside from, but some of them I can and can get along with it and go see it. I just don't think... I just, what my feeling is about Mel Gibson?
What's that?
Screw you, you drunk. That's what I feel like about Mel Gibson. Here, this one's for you, Mel. You know what I'm saying? That's what my feeling is about him. All right, 7:32, 28 minutes away from 8 o'clock. What's your feeling about the traffic?
Oh, the feeling this morning is that it's busy, but it's actually been pretty quiet for a Monday. We're actually doing okay. In fact, the Boulder Turnpike is looking great for both directions this morning. It's southbound I-25. That's one of our worst drives. You'll find the backups start approaching 104th. It's going to stay busy as you continue your trek towards the downtown area. We're starting to see the load up now, southbound, getting down through the bridges, starting around Santa Fe, getting through University. Now, I-70, not too bad. A little slow on the eastbound approach to I-25, getting across Brighton. We do have that three-car pileup eastbound 6th Avenue at Wadsworth that's hanging up the right side of the highway. Backups there to Kipling, but once you clear the accident scene, no problem getting over to I-25. And just now starting to see the delays for C-470 as you make the turn there on the eastbound side from Kipling to Wadsworth, and then stays busy from Santa Fe up past Broadway. Looking at your weather for today, partly cloudy, breezy, and cooler than we've been catching. A high's still going to be right around 91 degrees with some afternoon thundershowers rolling in. Right now we're at 70. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Is your computer running slow? Are pop-up ads making your life miserable? Don't let your computer drive you crazy. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and get your computer running like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com, 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
The James Gang rides again. Coors Light Live welcomes James Gang on their first tour in 35 years, featuring the original founding members Jimmy Fox, Dale Peters, and Joe Walsh. Funk 49, Walk Away, The Bomber, Tend My Garden. The Power Trio returns. See James Gang Friday, August 11th at Red Rocks Amphitheater. Tickets on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. 303-830-TIXS or HOB.com. Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series. Produced by House of Blues Concerts. For VIP ticket experience and more, go to JamesGangRidesAgain.com. James Gang, rock the way it's supposed to be.
Orbitz price $149. Hotwire.com price just $94. So why risk paying more on other travel sites when Hotwire.com gives you unsold rooms at deep discounts? Guaranteed. Hotwire.com. Four-star luxury, two-star prices. Log on to Hotwire.com today and get a four-star hotel in downtown Denver from just $84 a night. Hotwire's booking process differs from fixed travel sites. Exact hotel disclosed after booking. All bookings final. Rate subject to change in availability, not including tax recovery charges or fees. Guarantee details on site.
Aspen Goodyear. Best pricing on tires. Colorado's largest and friendliest independent Goodyear dealer. Aspen Goodyear. Matching all prices plus free alignment when you buy four tires. Aspen Goodyear. 303-771-9800. 771-9800.
Denver voters, casting your ballot has never been easier. You can even vote before Election Day. Vote now. Here's how. Early voting begins Saturday, July 29th at the Wellington Webb Building, then continues July 31st through August 4th at six convenient locations throughout Denver. The hours are from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. For more information, visit the Denver Election Commission online at www.denvergov.org/elections or call us at 720-913-VOTE. That's 720-913-8683.
Need car navigation for your vacation? Get a Garmin GPS.
Turn right on the highway to 152.
Garmin, the leader in We'll Take You There.
I'll take you there.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 7:36, 36 minutes past the hour. High today, 91. Partly sunny skies. We're talking about Mel Gibson's anti-Semitic comments when he got arrested, busted for drunk driving. Over the weekend. And, you know, I don't have it in front of me, and Turk, maybe you can find it, but didn't Dick Lamb in a book of his or make a public statement that was critical of Latinos, of Hispanics, and people started to go after him over that? Is there any difference between what he said and what Gibson said? I mean, if this were a person of color Gibson was talking about, would the reaction be more severe? Let's go to Haney and Greeley. Haney, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
Okay.
All right. Well, here's my take on Mel. And it, vis-a-vis what you just said, Governor Lamb also made a joke about Texans. So does that mean that we should let Texans come here? I don't know. I just really think you're being a little slanted on this. And it's unlike you. And I don't know if it's because you have an ox in the game or if it's just because you really feel strongly on this particular topic. But
how am I being slanted?
Well, I just listened to you on Friday, and I'm listening to you today, and 100 children died over the weekend, and I just think it's bigger.
I talked about it in the first hour.
And I'm so sorry, because I got up late, didn't I? But the thing I see with Mel Gibson, and I'm sorry that I missed the first hour, because I would have loved to hear that. But with Mel Gibson, I just think that guy... has made some movies with some very odd views here, there, and everywhere, and I think that the Semitic thing was pretty obvious in Passion of Christ. So I don't know that that is really huge news.
I think it's extremely, extremely big news when a public figure makes those kinds of statements.
I heard the same thing, though.
Former Colorado Governor Dick Lamb was set to speak Thursday about illegal immigration at a gathering of business leaders in Denver. The Democrat who supported a failed ballot proposal to ban state services to illegal immigrants is being criticized for another speech earlier this week in Vail. The speech has echoed a message from his new book, Two Wands, One Nation, in which he writes, "Blacks and Hispanics should take responsibility for their underperformance and follow examples of Jews and Japanese Americans." And State Representative Terrence Carroll of Denver said people should talk about personal responsibility, but he is offended by what he says is demonizing groups of people. I mean, if I were African American or Hispanic or as a Jew, I mean, I'm offended by what Lamb's saying there. Aren't you offended by that?
Oh, of course. Of course, anybody's offended in some sensibility by any of these things that these grandiose.
Well, do you sit quiet or do you speak out about it?
Here, and I do speak out about it. You should hear me about President Bush, but that's another topic altogether. And I think any time you disagree with something, I'm with you. I just think on this particular topic, you're digging into it with so many teeth, it's just unlike you. And it's not about you. But on Friday, I heard you say so many things, and I just didn't know what the backstory was. Maybe you can help me.
There is no backstory.
On the two soldiers that were captured by the Lebanese.
First of all, we're not talking about that. Okay, I did that last
hour.
That's
fine.
Second of all, there is no backstory on that. I made my position clear on that. And third of all, you know, all I'm asking is should somebody receive punishment? You know, the basic core of this discussion is it deals with everything that goes on in this country on a day-to-day basis and is important because it's the idea of whether you're the Dixie Chicks or whether you're Richard Lamb or whether you're Mel Gibson or whoever you are, do you get punished for your speech if it's unattractive and if it's offending, or do people sit back and say, well, it's his First Amendment right, drunk or not, to say what he believes, and I feel sorry for him, but, you know, I mean, this is what we're talking about. Should he suffer a backlash for what he said, which was clearly, clearly anti-Semitic, clearly disgusting, and I maintain that if it had been said about somebody, a person of color or a group of color, or women, there'd be even a bigger backlash.
And if that's your basic question, and I hear where you're coming from, I'd have to say that with respect to this specific question, that I would go see his movie, and it would not affect me one bit, one way or the other, that he made these comments drunk on the road.
All right. Well, you know, I mean, that's your prerogative, and that's all I'm asking.
Yes, sir.
And to go back to what you were talking about Friday, I'm going to make that point again clear again, okay? I agree with Israel's right to defend itself. I do not agree with what Israel has done. But then again, I don't agree with what Hezbollah has done, and I will never support any organization, whether it's Muslim, whether it's Jewish, whether it is authoritarian right-wing Christian, or any organization that is hell-bent on setting up a theocracy in any part of this world. And I don't support Hezbollah. I don't like them. I don't care a damn about them. But I feel bad about the civilians that are being killed. I feel bad about the situation. But I think that there's enough blame to share to go around on both parties, plus this country, too. All right, Haney, thank you. I appreciate the call. All right, let me go to Christy in Castle Rock. Christy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I listen to you every morning, and you taught me so much. And when I got in my car this morning, I said, I hope he's talking about Mel Gibson. So, hi.
Hi, thank you.
And I agree with you. And my friend filled me in on Mel Gibson a couple years ago when The Passion first came out, and I lost interest in him then. So I do think, I mean, I don't want to go see anything that he does now, and I haven't for a while.
You think he's anti-Semitic?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I do, too.
I absolutely do. And I had already been told that, and so when I heard that this weekend, I thought, well, there you go.
You know, where does that come from? What does he have to be at? Where does anti-Semitism come from? Where does he have what reasoning does he have for saying that?
Well, don't you think from what I've heard about his father, I believe he might have been brought up that way.
Yeah, and you know something that that amazes me on a constant basis is kids that believe their parents.
Yeah, that's the scary thing. They have that power. I mean, I've seen some kids who have had some really horrible parents who continue because they want to have that parent who they want them to be, so they continue to believe their parents, however twisted they are.
Yeah, I just, you know, I always challenged my parents. Maybe it's just me.
Really, I can't imagine.
All right, Christy, I love you. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Okay, see you later. Here's Russ on C470. Russ, you're on AM760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
You know, on the one hand, I definitely agree, you know, that my feeling is that these people, actors, musicians, sports figures, they reap all the benefits of the things that they do, you know, the huge salaries, the fan support, and that sort of thing. And, you know, on the one hand, it would be nice if they'd learn a little discretion and just learn to keep their mouth shut, you know, at the right time. On the other hand, I personally think, and I thought this for a long time, that this is kind of symptomatic in the United States of the kind of misplaced hero worship that we have. You know, when you have actors and musicians and sports figures, that people are asking things about, like, politics and economics and, you know, ecology and things that they're frankly just not equipped to give a decent answer about. You know, they're just they shouldn't be the spokespeople.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, there's a lot of importance that is attached to their words. You're not wrong about that. All right. So should he be blacklisted because of this? Should he have to pay for what he said?
You know, my take on that is, you know, there are certain actors that I'm not thrilled with as people. Like, I'm not thrilled with Tom Cruise. I'm not, you know, particularly thrilled with John Travolta's Scientology beliefs, and I'm certainly not a big fan of Arnold Schwarzenegger. But you know what? I personally, you know, can separate, like, the actor from, and their work, from the movie star, you know? So if they do a good job in a film, I don't mind going to see it. You know, on the other hand, if they try to insert their own, you know, personal and political beliefs into their work, that's where I draw the line. So, for instance, you know, Mel Gibson's, what was that, Last Temptation of Christ?
Oh, the Passion of the
Passion
Christ.
Of Christ. Yeah, I won't go see that because, frankly, I'm an atheist.
I hear you, man. Thank you, Russ. Appreciate the call. Drive safe.
Thanks, Jack.
All right. One line open at 303-713-7600. 746, 14 minutes away from 8 o'clock. I don't think I'll be going to see any Mel Gibson films anytime soon. I don't think. I know I won't.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, we haven't been bumping into one another on these highways, just kind of getting a busy drive underway with southbound I-25 slowdown starting from 112th Avenue Bridge, and it stays that way as you make the drive into downtown. And we're starting to see a load up now from Santa Fe through University. Northbound I-25, not too bad if you're leaving the tech center. A little heavy from 225 up past Hamden. I-70's been awfully quiet. Eastbound a little bunched up from I-25 getting over to Brighton. Turnpike's looking great both directions. Cleared out that crash eastbound 6th Avenue at Wadsworth, and that drive-in from Lakewood looking a little bit better. But now it sounds like we got new problems. Westbound I-70 at I-25 and a little two-car fender bender. Weather for today, partly cloudy, light breeze, and it'll be cooler than what we've been catching. Highs right up around 91 with some afternoon thundershowers expected through. Right now we're at 70 degrees. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you'd like to save on your next tank of gas, be sure to use your SuperCard when you do your weekly shopping. Accumulate $100 in grocery purchases, and you'll save a total of 10 cents a gallon on your next fill-up at any King Supers fuel center. See store for details. King Supers, right store, right price.
I do believe that Israel is correct in this, but if I wanted to jam that home, or if I wanted to be a prophet for Israel or whatever, or a PR agent, I would screen every single call that came into this program.
Ed Schultz.
I realize there's two sides of the story, but there's nothing biased about you having an opportunity to chew ass on me or go after it from a different angle on this program, and that's what it's about.
The Ed Schultz Show.
Weekday afternoons 1 to 4
on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream. Except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from ISI, and once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-700-5593. The secret to the good life isn't working harder, it's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD, only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-700-5593. 1-800-700-5593. 1-800-700-5593.
749, 49 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And I've been talking a while about Icon Laser Center. And I've been telling you for a while now about how Icon Laser Center has been making LASIK safe and affordable for as little as $4.99 per eye. Well, you know, some LASIK places in town want you to believe that in order to have safe LASIK surgery, you have to pay more. But that's just not true. What they won't tell you is that their procedures cost more, not because they're better, but because of their own overhead and LASIK machine rental fees. You see, Icon owns all of their own LASIK equipment. So there's less overhead, and they can pass that on right to you. Put the savings right in your pocket. So don't believe the hype that only an expensive clinic can perform safe LASIK. It's just not true. Visit Icon on the web at icondenver.com or call to set up a consultation today at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Tell them J. Marvin sent you. Get LASIK done. Get it done the right way.
I'm Elizabeth Rome. There's something I want to tell you that can save your life. It's the connection between some types of HPV, the human papillomavirus, and cervical cancer, a cancer diagnosed in thousands of American women each year. But cervical cancer can be prevented through recommended Pap screening and treatment if detected. Help others make the connection between cervical cancer and HPV. To learn more, visit maketheconnection.org. Sponsored by the Cancer Research and Prevention Foundation and Step Up Women's Network with support from Merck.
Get your smile on.
Imagine you've got this gorgeous sandwich made with country baked bread and Virginia ham. Could it get any better? Yep. Just add Lay's KC Masterpiece Barbecue Potato Chips. That smoky sweet flavor, that light irresistible taste. Mmm. A sandwich from Lay's. Everything a country girl could want.
Lay's, get your smile on.
Get the classic taste of Lay's potato chips and a toasted sub today at Subway Restaurants.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Ooh, funky. Funky, I tell you. Funky. 751, 9 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Funky. Funky, I tell you. We're going to talk to Ed Schultz after 9 o'clock this morning, not at 8 o'clock like we normally do. Of course, if you're Aaron Hart, you don't talk to him at all, but we're not Aaron Hart, so we'll show more respect than that. We're talking about Mel Gibson and his comments. Let me go to Baxter in Aurora, who's been hanging on. Baxter, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
Hey, Baxter. How are you?
Sleepy.
Yeah, I hear you, man.
Yeah. As far as Mel goes, I think he should burn. Just because, you know, they say when you're drunk is when your true feelings come out. You really truly start expressing yourself. And for him to say all that, I think he's anti-Semitic. However, do I think his career was over for it? No. Simply because Eminem, he made some comments about black women when he first started his career, like because he was dating a black woman, and I guess she wronged him.
Right.
So he just made a whole song about how black women aren't nothing, and he's still making millions. As a matter of fact, he has, like, black people working under him, thousands of them. So I don't think his career will suffer much.
You don't think he'll suffer at the box office?
No, just simply because he has two, like, Jewish people, they won't go see his movies. But like,
how about Jews in Hollywood? It wouldn't work. I mean, if you were Jewish, would you work with him? I wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't just like, but you know, there's other people that would. There's other Jewish people that would just because of like his money and who he is.
Yeah,
just like
yeah.
50 Cent. He's sitting up here working with Eminem. He's heard the song, but he's still working under Eminem just because of like
yeah.
his money and who he is.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah, you're right in what you're saying. He's probably not gonna pay for it. Well, you know what? He will pay for it in one sense, and that is the sense that he has to be embarrassed by his behavior if he's got any kind of feelings whatsoever. I mean, he made an idiot out of himself, and this is not the first time he's done it. But you're right. I'm willing to make a wager with you, which of course is not much of a wager because both of us I think agree on this. Would agree. That I think that this movie that he's got coming out will do just fine, regardless of what he's done. There'll be a few people like myself who you know will say, okay, you know, I'm not supporting you. You know, you can do your thing, but I'm not going to be part of it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I haven't listened to any Eminem. I haven't listened to anything he's put out since his second album. Since I heard that song he put out, but a whole bunch of my friends still love him. And I'm like, why? I've like played the song for them because I downloaded it off the internet.
Yeah, what do they say?
What
do they say when you ask them?
You still cool. You still dope though. You know, I mean, he can rap. So what, man? He doesn't respect us. He doesn't respect us or our women. Why are you still listening to him? Oh man, well you know he did that when he was young. Well, it's just the same thing. A lot of people are gonna say like a couple calls earlier. The guy was like, well he was just drunk. So. I'm not going to judge him off that. Well, you know, like, I really think I've seen a lot of bad stuff come out of people when they start, again, their true feelings. When they start drinking, their
yeah,
true feelings really
too.
Come out.
Yeah, me too. I don't think he can blame it on the alcohol. Hey, Baxter, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
No problem. Take care.
Take care. Yeah, Baxter's right about that. What you really think comes out when you drink? Blaine in Denver. Blaine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, buddy. How you doing today?
Okay.
Hey, you did a great job on Springer last week, by the way.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that.
All right. You know, I pretty much agree with you. Should he be blackballed? Maybe not that, but I think quite a few people might actually not go see the movie, and I hope that actually happens. But as he's anti-Semitic, he gets it from his father. Remember the comments? I don't remember them exactly. But
oh, yeah, I do.
From the movie.
The Holocaust never happened, that there were...
Yeah.
More Jews in Europe after the Holocaust than before.
Yeah, he was. What is it? Are they Iranian and we just don't know about it?
I don't. They come from some kind of.
Catholic Church.
Catholic cult thing, I think.
Exactly. And you know that's their belief. You know I know they're for the Latin reading of the Mass and whatnot. They're not for the new order of the Catholic Church. So,
his religion must not help much because he's got a drinking problem.
Yeah, well, look, it didn't help George Bush much. But
you had to sneak that in, didn't you?
Yeah, Bill Bennett and all those guys. Come on.
Yeah,
Dick Cheney too. Come on,
those who
God, guns and let's hate gays. Come on.
Those who profess to be the most moral sometimes are anything but.
Yeah, exactly.
All right,
exactly.
Blaine. Thank you, man.
All right, you have a good one, buddy.
All right, talk
Bye.
To you. Let's go to Casey in Arvada. Casey, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Okay.
Hey, you've been getting me on these topics. I just got to pick the phone up and talk to you. But, I like Mel Gibson a lot. I'm disappointed in him. I don't understand a guy who can make Braveheart can swing completely the other way, but... You know, supporting him now to me is like, you know, hanging out with the guy at the water cooler who tells all these ethnic jokes that people are uncomfortable with. And, you know, sometimes people don't know, you know, they're being a bigot and you say, hey, you know, that's not right. But I think Mel knows that this is, it's an irrational statement. The distinction between this statement and the Dixie Chicks is the Dixie Chicks, you know, at least had some factual basis, you know, 50% of America.
Well, not at the time they did it, though, 50% of America didn't. At the time they did it, man, I mean, people were polarized against them, and they got punished. But,
yeah.
You know, when you say something unpopular, should you be punished for saying it.
I think he will be. I think a lot of people will make the decision in their own minds not to. I won't see Mel Gibson stuff now. I mean, I'm very disappointed.
Yeah, well, I'm on the same boat you're on, man. No more Mel for me. Casey, thank you, man.
Thank you, Jay. Bye-bye.
Okay, talk to you. Coming up, how polarizing is Iraq in your life? You'd be shocked at the figures out there about how polarizing things are, and I'm going to give some of those figures to you, and we'll talk about it on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's your life. It's your choice. If balance in your personal and business life is important to you, maybe what you're looking for is staying home and loving it. Work from home with a successful team with a passion for what they do. They'll supply you with the free training needed to work from home and be successful. Staying at Home and Loving It is partnered with an over 20-year-old company making a difference. With no large investment, request info today and ask about the half-off July enrollment. Call 720-851-9637 or go to homefuture.com.
We've all heard them. They're usually annoying, and you hear them at the end of commercials.
I have no idea what I'm talking about, but they told me to say all this stuff really fast so no one can tell what the heck I'm saying anyway.
They're called disclaimers.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
No. The dictionary says a disclaimer is a denial of responsibility. At Professional Auto Body, we don't need to put disclaimers in our ads. Because when you smush your car, we want you to know all about our free smushed car benefits, including free, no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on your deductible, or cashback deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional is recommended by Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, with all work guaranteed for life. From sensational smushes to simple scratches, Professional Auto Body. Call 561-FREE, 561-FREE. Yep, you won't be hearing stuff like this from us. Blah, 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 com, dot com, dot, blah, 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 www. Professional Auto Body, 561-FREE.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. A pause in the Israeli bombing campaign against Hezbollah may prove to be short-lived. CBS's Vicky Barker has late word from Beirut.
Hours into the 48-hour bombing lull, and the Israelis have hit Beirut's southern suburbs for the first time in days. I heard a distant rumble and then two or three separate detonations. Now three clouds of gray-brown smoke are rising into the sky.
Thousands of civilians trapped in South Lebanon used the bombing pause to get to a safe place, but new ground fighting forced UN and Red Cross relief convoys to turn back. CBS's Sharon Alfonsi in Tel Aviv tells us Israeli planes were in the air again over South Lebanon after Hezbollah blasted an Israeli tank.
Israel said that despite their decision to pause their air campaign, that this morning they have carried out one strike in southern Lebanon. They said they were not targeting anyone or anything, but this was done to protect their ground troops.
I'm Peter Mayer, live in Miami, where President Bush will discuss the Mideast crisis in a speech just a few minutes from now. The administration continues to resist calls for an immediate ceasefire, but it is redefining its diplomacy. Undersecretary of State Nicholas Burns tells CBS News,
"We're trying to achieve a ceasefire urgently. We hope we can bring this conflict to a close as soon as possible in a way that strengthens Israel, but also preserves the stability of the Lebanese government and democracy in Lebanon."
So Secretary of State Rice is now returning home from the Middle East to brief President Bush at the White House later today. Live in Miami, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Mass kidnappings are nothing new in post-war Iraq, but the one that took place today was extraordinary, even for Baghdad.
Imagine this. It's broad daylight, 15 cars inside, gunmen in military fatigue. They walk into two stores, kidnap 26 people, and take off. I mean, what other major city in the world right now is something like this even possible?
CBS's Mark Strassman in Baghdad, where fresh attacks today took 19 more lives. Back in this country, a new outbreak of hot weather will make this an uncomfortable day for millions from the Canadian border on south and east. It's a pleasant 75 now in Bismarck, North Dakota, but Joe Stark remembers yesterday when the mercury hit a record high, 112.
As soon as you walk outside, you're instantly sweating. Not just the heat, but it's so humid that it's just so icky out.
Well, if you're old enough, you may remember something called the drive-in movie. It's making a comeback of sorts.
Many of us have fond memories of watching films like Psycho at the drive-in. Well, they're popular with families for dates, and they're popular again. More than 400 now operating across the country, 20 more in just the past year. No more speakers, now you tune into a special frequency on the car radio. But one thing that does remain, the double feature. Two movies for one price. Frank?
In early trading, the Dow's down 22. This is CBS News.
Hello, would you like to be more successful with the opposite sex? I'm Ted Baker, and my program can teach you how to attract a mate. Listen to this.
Ted told me about logging on to freecreditreport.com. I learned that my good credit could help me buy a car and a boat, and now chicks dig me.
My patented system could work for you, too. Log on to freecreditreport.com to get your free credit score and report. A nice condo could make you irresistible.
Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at freecreditreport.com. Get the score.
There are infinite dynamics in business. There's the every customer is a repeat customer dynamic, or the pleased to meet you and here's how we can help you dynamic, or the old the customer is always right even when you know they're wrong dynamic. And to help you master such dynamics, there's Microsoft Dynamics, software solutions that are specially designed to improve your customer relationship, financial, and supply chain management. To find out more, visit Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics.
I'm Kathy Walker with an AM 760 local news update. Today marks 30 years since the Big Thompson flood, the deadly day where a flash flood raced through Drake, 15 miles west of Loveland, killing 144 people. Bob Jarrett is with the USGS. He says the result was a wall of raging water and debris.
So how quickly these floods occur was a lesson that we needed to improve our flood warnings, improve the flood preparedness, outreach to the public, which a vital link of that is the media.
Much of Highway 34 and many of the homes and other buildings in Big Thompson Canyon were washed away in the flood, which was fed by 12 inches of rain in 4 to 6 hours. This morning, there will be a new high water marker placed where the town's power plant was destroyed. There will also be a candlelight vigil tonight. Firefighters from Colorado are helping crews in the Nebraska Panhandle battle five fires that are burning near two towns. More than 112 square miles have burned near Chadron, destroying at least three homes. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Kathy Walker. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Yeah, we've got big problems now if you're Denver-bound on the Boulder Turnpike right now. You're going to find stop-and-go traffic eastbound Highway 36 starting from Sheridan up to the scene of a multi-car accident at Federal. These vehicles blocking up the far-left HOV lane. You still have the two through lanes getting through there. But like I said, backups start from Sheridan. That might continue to grow. We're actually starting to see a little bit of a slowdown westbound Highway 36 from after Sheridan getting up towards Church Ranch. That's that late surge of traffic volume. Still kind of heavy for southbound I-25 in from Thornton and Norkland and across the downtown area. Eastbound 6th Avenue backed up yet from Sheridan getting over towards I-25. Looking at your weather for today, partly cloudy, a little breezy, up to 91 for a high with another round of afternoon thundershowers. We've warmed it up to 73 now. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Stop by Old Chicago today for delicious homemade pizzas, pastas, calzones, and more. Thirsty? Try their lineup of 110 beers from around the world. For lunch, dinner, even late night, think Old Chicago. Eat, drink, and be yourself.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like the 80-20 Plan, Bauhaus Dog Daycare, and All American Vogue. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can join these progressive companies.
Looking to grow your business? We've made radio advertising affordable and easy. Just visit customersarelistening.com and pick from 8 radio stations you think your customers are listening to. Visit customersarelistening.com. That's customersarelistening.com.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin
on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8, AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 91. Sunshine and maybe some thunderstorms, and at least it's not going to be as hot as it was yesterday. And man, it was hot yesterday. How do I know how hot it was yesterday? I have no idea. I didn't even go outside. But Mary told me it was because she went outside.
I was sweating bullets. I had to go do engineer a remote for the golf show that I do yesterday out at Green Valley Ranch for the Colorado Open. And I had to, like, set up all this equipment. And I was sweating bullets by, like, 7 a.m. It felt like it was, like, 90 degrees by 7 o'clock in the morning yesterday.
John Turk, earning extra money for the family. Stacy will be proud.
For hire.
For hire. John Turk, for hire. We'll move cable at your house cheap. Even our dogs, even Coco and Emma Coco and Jackson were warm yesterday when they came in. And thought for a second there, thought for a little while that Coco, the Welsh Corgi, had suffered heat exhaustion from being out there too long. Because she couldn't seem to cool down. But I sat around all day and read. And one of the things I read yesterday was this startling article. You know, it's so hard for people on the radio and for people in the media that when you're truly, truly, like, taken aback by something, it's so hard to get on the radio and find the right way to say it. And the reason I say that is because don't we always say that? Oh, I was shocked. This is startling. This is very unnerving. But I was surprised, nevertheless, just by this. Now, you know what? If you lived through the 60s, which not everybody did. I mean, not everybody was of the age of the 60s where they could remember everything. You remember the division of this country over Vietnam. And it seemed like the fabric of American society was being torn in half by the Vietnam experience. Republican versus Democrat, peace protester versus a war booster, cops versus kids. I mean, any way you sliced it about Vietnam. There were some lively discussions at the dinner table. There were bitter exchanges in the streets. There was all sorts of marching and protesting. We don't see that now over Iraq. And as I talked about in the first hour of the show this morning, you can even make a case that even though 100 people a day are dying in Iraq, Iraq is being shoved off the news by the other Middle East conflict that is going on, which is the Israeli Hezbollah situation, that Iraq is getting less and less news time, even though things there are more and more violent. And now we're taking military personnel from Anbar province, which in itself is a violent place. It's a Sunni stronghold, and we're moving them to Baghdad. And in my opinion, in all honesty, the Maliki government has failed. Failed in its promise to suppress the militancy, and is barely a functioning government. And there are just a lot of problems. As a matter of fact, yesterday I was reading this article. Do you know there are so many bodies at the Iraqi morgue, the central morgue, that they can't hold them all? That's how many bodies there are, that they just can't hold them all. And there's so much sectarian warfare going on there that when Sunnis go to the morgue to try to pick up the bodies of their loved ones who have disappeared or try to go look for them, they're ambushed at the morgue by Shiite death squads, by members of the Mahdi militia. So that's how bad things are there. But it doesn't get the kind of coverage on the mainstream media now because the Israeli Hezbollah situation has taken over. Well, there was this article yesterday in the New York Times, and I don't know if you saw it or not. Listen to this. Listen to how divided this country is. No military conflict in modern times has divided Americans on partisan lines more than the war in Iraq, scholars and pollsters say, not even Vietnam. And those divisions are likely to intensify in what is expected to be a contentious fall election campaign. The New York Times CBS News poll shows what one expert described as a continuing chasm between the way Republicans and Democrats see the war. Three-fourths of Republicans, for example, said the United States did the right thing in taking military action against Iraq, while 24% of Democrats did. Independents were split down the middle. The present divisions are quite without precedent, said Ole R. Holste, a professor of political science at Duke University and the author of Public Opinion and American Foreign Policy. The Vietnam War caused a wrenching debate that echoes to this day and shaped both parties, but at the time, public opinion did not divide so starkly on party lines, experts say. The partisan divide on Iraq has fluctuated but endured across two intensely fought campaigns in which war and peace and the overreaching campaign against terrorism have figured heavily. Each party has internal differences, especially on the future strategy of Iraq, but the overall divide is defining the feature of the fall campaign. The White House's top political advisors are advancing a strategy built around national security, arguing that Iraq is the central front in the battle against global terrorism, and the opposition to the war that is tantamount to cutting and running in a broader struggle to keep America safe. And after 3 years after the conflict, Democrats argue that the Bush administration policies in Iraq should not be equated with a stronger, safer America. Senator Harry Reid, the Democratic leader, said recently, nearly everywhere you look, from the Middle East to Asia, America's enemies have been emboldened by the administration's mismanagement of Iraq. The voters at times are even more impassioned than they were like during the Richard Nixon era. Now, Representative Henry Hyde, who's a Republican, he's going to retire. He's a chairman of the International Relations Committee. He says that the votes pro or con were treating the war, the voters pro or con were treating the war the way they treated the mention of Richard M. Nixon in the 1974 post-Watergate midterm campaign. Nobody is tepid on the issue, said Mr. Hyde, who is planning to retire. I mean, people out there are more divided now than ever before. Now, over Vietnam, the partisan division used to be 18%. It used to be 18%. Over Iraq, it is 50%. That's how much we're divided along party lines over Iraq. 50%. Yet we don't see any demonstrations really basically in the streets like we did during the 60s. But among Democrats and Republicans, there is a huge, huge, huge gap here. Now, here's a question I want to ask you. Do you see evidence of this gap in your everyday life? For instance, if you consider yourself an independent, do you see this gap among your Democratic and your Republican friends? If you are a Democrat, which I am, and I assume most of us lean towards the Democratic Party because that's what progressive talk is, do you, it's left of center talk, do you see this in your conservative friends? And if by and large you're a conservative listening, do you see it in your middle of the road or your Democratic friends? And if you were Democratic, do you see it in your conservative and middle of the road friends? So I'd like to get a view off all across the whole political spectrum if I can. I don't know that I can. And I don't know that any of you will even positively respond to this, because I don't know if you see it. Now, for Mary and I, we do see it. We do see it in some of our friends. Some of our friends who are conservatives see the war in a totally different light than we see it in. And never shall the twain meet. And it's very hard to reach any kind of an agreement on this with them. So we have a tendency to stay away from it and not to bring it up, because we know we're only hunting trouble if we do. And there's so many other things that we can talk about and get along about that we just stay out of that area. Likewise, my progressive and liberal friends have a tendency, our progressive and liberal friends have a tendency to see the war the same way we see it. So I want to know if you see it in your friends and in your social encounters, or even maybe your encounters at work, whether you see this divide, whether you see this polarization in the country, and can you ever remember, you know, here's a second question I'd like to tag on here. Can you ever remember the country being as polarized as it is now? And I think that goes along with how long you've been alive. Like, I thought the country was really polarized in the 60s. But apparently, according to the statistics here and the New York Times, the country is more polarized now than ever before, and more polarized than Vietnam. Iraq has a more polarizing effect than Vietnam. All right, let me hear about your experiences at 303-713-7600, because I'm really interested in this, and I'm interested in how far this goes and how far this affects your life and what you notice. I mean, the polarization level around this whole Iraqi situation. And if you've got friends of the other party, how much polarization there is between you and your friends. 303-713-7600. And you know what? Here's something else, too. How about your own feelings? You know, I didn't throw this in. How about your own feelings of polarization? Do you feel more polarized now than ever before? Because I want to tell you something. I feel more polarized than ever before. I really do. I really do. So, let's compare notes. 303-713-7600, 818, 18 minutes after 8. Little Stones in the morning. Never hurt anybody when you try to get going here. Turn it up, man. It rocks.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Wow, we've had a real quiet morning so far this morning. We still have the slowdown south Bend I-25 approaching 104th to 84th and 38th to Spear. But I-25, both directions, downtown to Tech Center, really haven't been too bad for slowdowns. We do have this late crash eastbound Highway 36 at Federal. Four cars piled it up in that far left HOV lane. You still have the two through lanes getting through. And the backup's just to Sheridan right now. No slowing on the westbound side. Looks like eastbound C-470 still a little bit heavy across Highlands Ranch, but overall that drive improving. And southbound 225 backed up yet, approaching Yosemite down to I-25. Weather for today, partly cloudy, a little breezy, a little cooler than we've had the last couple of days, up to 91 for a high with afternoon showers expected. We're at 73 now. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The same AAA that saves you on the road can save you money at over 80,000 merchants. While traveling, show your card and save on hotels, rental cars, and more. When you're at home, save on restaurants, prescriptions, flowers, and other everyday items. Visit AAA.com for a complete list of merchants.
It's 8:19, 19 minutes after 8 here at AM 760, Progressive Talk. You know what? Check this out. And this really applies to me. And maybe it applies to you, too. A recent study found that dogs help relieve cardiovascular stress in people who have had difficulty controlling their temper. Tell your, tell your story about this. Be truthful about this. Does your pet help calm your nerves? You know, Coco gets so upset if I get angry, or if she even thinks I feel bad, that last night I was trying to swat flies, and she got all upset. So you come home, you've had a bad day, you look at those two little brown eyes, and how can you be angry? You know, how can you really get angry? And that's why Coco and Jackson are so much a part of Mary and I, our lives. I mean, they are. They're just integral parts of our lives. And that's one of the reasons why we feed them Purina One. And the big news is that Purina One's total nutrition formulas have been reformulated to be more of what you look for in dog food. Each formula is now made with two kinds, two kibble shapes, to give your dog more variety at mealtime. Choose real lamb, real beef, or real chicken as a first ingredient. Each is formulated to deliver all six signs of pet health, including the immune system and the digestive health, just to name a few. Try Purina One and see the healthy difference in your dog. I'm telling you, you got to try Purina One. It's the best. Take the Purina One 30-day challenge by calling 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK for a free 4-pound bag of Purina One that's right for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. Or go to the website, PurinaOneChallenge.com. Do it today, and you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Petco, where the pets go.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. Everything you need to get started making money on the internet is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Call 1-800-900-1624. 1-800-900-1624. 1-800-900-1624.
Hey, Denver, it's Incredible Vision, made incredibly affordable. For a limited time, you can still save $1,000 on LASIK at Spivak Vision Center, the Rockies' most trusted name in vision. So this summer, get out there and get focused with LASIK by the world-class eye surgeons of Spivak Vision Center and our $1,000 LASIK savings. To make Spivak LASIK even more affordable, we'll finance your LASIK procedure interest-free for one full year. And with payments as low as $3 a day, your wait for the ultimate LASIK procedure is over. But don't take my word for it. See for yourself by calling Spivak Vision Center at 303-C2020. That's 303-C2020. For incredible vision made incredibly affordable, there's only one name for LASIK, Spivak LASIK. Call 303-C2020 today or visit us online at SpivakVision.com for your $1,000 savings.
I do believe that Israel is correct in this, but if I wanted to jam that home, or if I wanted to be a prophet for Israel or whatever, or a PR agent, I would screen every single call that came into this program.
Ed Schultz.
I realize there's two sides of the story, but there's nothing biased about you having an opportunity to chew ass on me or go after it from a different angle on this program, and that's what it's about.
The Ed Schultz Show.
Weekday afternoons 1 to 4
on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Rolling Stones, and now what do we have? We don't have any Rolling Stones. Who's this, Ozark Mountain Daredevils?
ZZ Top.
Oh,
dude.
ZZ Top. Well, it's one of those bands. I don't know, man. I'm just not into ZZ Top. What can I tell you? 8:23, 23 minutes after 8. All right, how much polarization is there in your life? And how polarized you think the country is? The New York Times says the polarization now about Iraq is 50%. During Vietnam, it was 18%. Let's go to Steve in Larimer County. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Doing great, man. How about yourself?
Oh, it's great to talk to you. You just do such a fabulous job. Doesn't matter what network you're on or what station you're on.
Appreciate
cooking
it. Thank you.
All
I appreciate
the time.
It. Appreciate it.
We've got to keep after it. November's coming.
You betcha.
Yes, the 60s were brutal. I was a Vietnam anti-war protester. I filed a conscientious objector, went completely through the process from the county level to the state level, the federal level, appeal. The difference then is pretty clear and obvious. There was a draft. And I'm as anti-war and anti-draft as you can get. My premise for my conscience objector appeal was based on the fact that I said compulsory military service was compulsory servitude, which was slavery. And so I was extremely anti-war and anti-draft, but I'll tell you, best thing that could happen with this whole scenario right now is we'd reinstate that draft. And you'd see a big turnaround in those congressmen and what side they're going to take on this
but
war.
But do you see the polarization in the war now between? Do you have friends that are conservative?
Well, I'll put it this way: my brother, who is 20-year retired Navy, is about as right-wing redneck as you can get. Lives outside Memphis. Sends me emails telling me where jobs are available overseas because I need to leave this country.
Because the partisanship is very, very high. Very, very high.
Extremely high. You're either on one side of the coin or the other, and when you broach the subject out in public, you'll get a reaction very quickly. But what I've seen over the last year, last 6 months especially, is more and more of those people that were committed, dyed-in-the-wool right-wingers or supporters of Bush are now either wavering or have come over.
That's why I'd like to get a call from a real genuine independent, somebody who sits in the middle and see what their take is on it. Stephen, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
And yes, I have three visuals that are extremely comforting to me.
There you go. Take care, brother.
All right, man.
Let's go to Tom in Denver. Tom, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Yeah, I'm a Democrat, but I like to think that I'm more of a moderate. I can see things from both sides, but this is something I deal with every day. The people I work with and work for are very much to the right.
Oh, man, your cell phone's starting to break up, and this looks like it's going to be a really good call.
Ah, shoot.
Let me try to put you on hold and come back to you. Can I do that?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, let me put you on hold here and give it some time and see if it'll straighten itself up. Let's go to Ken in Aurora. Ken, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
I'm good, Jay. How are you?
Good. How about you?
Hey, I was just calling to say I am a military member, and, you know, I've seen most of my Republican friends kind of just stop talking about the war as far as it goes. You know, this war was sold to us initially just by, hey, we're going to go over here and stop terrorism. And now that's kind of come to a screeching halt, and no one really knows why we're there. I mean,
so they don't talk about it at all. What do they say to you when you try to talk to them about it?
Well, they hem and haw around the subject, because in a lot of ways, to them, it's like, oh, are we really allowed to talk about this? And we are. We totally are. But the difference is, they don't know what to say. There's nothing really good to come of it. There's nothing that they can say out of their mouth that'll make it any better. So we just wait and kind of see how it's going to go. Hopefully elections will go our way this November.
So it's kind of an unsaid thing between you and them.
It is. I mean, and we're hoping that something changes here, all of us. It's definitely not going like it should be.
Yeah, I would agree there. Ken, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Thanks.
All right. And how about the rules of civility? How about the rules of civility? Do you think the rules of civility have crumbled? Are we less civilized now? I mean, what I mean by that is, do we have a less of a civil discourse about things like the war and about politics? You know, I find myself doing it sometimes, which I really don't want to do, but I'll find myself doing it sometimes to callers. I had a couple of them last week, and I was really leaning on them. And I thought, you know, I shouldn't be doing that. Because the idea here is to discuss stuff, and I don't know about you, but I have a hard time listening to people on the radio who exhibit a great deal of anger. Or who do talking points for either side at times. But it seems like all that's broken down. It seems like there's just a big line drawn in the middle, in the sand, or a big line drawn across, and you're either on one end, you're either on one side or the other. And one thing I've noticed is that the Pew Research Center released a study showing that conservatives hate liberals more than liberals hate conservatives. But there's an awful lot of venom out there. All right, we'll keep taking calls at 303-713-7600. Everybody hang on. And I'm going to try to get Tom in Denver, if he can hang long enough. First, let's get a look at progressive traffic now with Aaron O'Neill.
It's like we actually may see a little bit of an early recovery from the highway. It's been kind of quiet this morning. We had that multi-car accident, eastbound Highway 36 at Federal, that was hanging up the HOV. That's been cleared over to the right shoulder, so everything's reopened there, and the backup's not too bad. A little heavy on the approach to the accident there. Westbound's wide open if you're making the trip from Denver heading up towards Boulder. Southbound I-25, we're still kind of busy off that north end, and from Thornton and Norklin, you'll catch a break when you get past 84th, and then it's slow across downtown from I-70 to Spear, although the drive in between downtown and the Tech Center, either side of the highway, is in great shape. Southbound 225, a little backed up from Yosemite on in, but we're looking better for eastbound C-470 this time around. Looking at your weather for today, partly cloudy and breezy, highs up around 91 with some afternoon thundershowers expected. We've warmed up to 74 now. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At Thunder Mountain of Denver, see Colorado's biggest and best selection of certified pre-owned Harley-Davidsons and brand-new Thunder Mountain custom cycle. Ride home on a bike today and enjoy a free trip for two to Las Vegas. Thunder Mountain of Denver, with the best pricing, the best financing, and all bikes fully serviced and ready to roll. Right now, take advantage of financing for up to 120 months. No money down and no interest for up to 6 months on select Thunder Mountain custom cycles with approved credit. Thunder Mountain of Denver, off I-70 in Pecos and online at thundermountainofdenver.com.
Nickelback, the most explosive show on the planet, is coming. August 9th at Coors Amphitheater. Nickelback, 3 days grace, Chevelle, and Hinder. Tickets are on sale now. Fans from coast to coast can't get enough. August 9th at Coors Amphitheater. Nickelback plus special guest, 3 days grace. Chevelle. And Hinder. Listen carefully. Tickets are on sale now. Call Ticketmaster outlets 303-830-TIXS or Ticketmaster.com. Produced by EEG Live and House of Blues Concerts. Nickelback brings you the most explosive show on the planet.
Because the Federal Reserve has raised rates 16 times in the past months. The minimum payments on your credit cards have doubled. You need to consolidate your high-interest credit cards and take advantage of the special 5.99% 30-year fixed-rate mortgage offered by the mortgage store at 303-423-7171. I mean, if you're being hammered by these credit cards, there's just, you know, there's no excuse for it. And we've all been there. And the best way to get out is with the mortgage store. So if you own your own home and you're piled up with this debt, man, get in touch with the mortgage store. They can save you money on your home loan. Get rid of those high-interest rate credit cards. All you got to do is pick the phone up and call them, 303-423-7171. They're not judgmental. And you know what? It's not going to cost you a dime. They're a direct lender. The mortgage store offers the best rates with no unnecessary fees. There's no application fee, no out-of-pocket closing costs. They're open evenings till 8 and Sunday, too, so they fit your schedule. It's easy, it's fast, and the interest on your home loan may be tax-deductible, but the interest on those credit cards is not. Call the consultants at the mortgage store. They're dedicated professionals. Call them now, 303-423-7171. 303-423-7171. Get that economic pain off your back. Do it now. 303-423-7171.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being less dependent on glasses and contacts, being able to read the alarm clock, or not having to fumble with messy, cumbersome contacts. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable to everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. Our independent surgeons have helped hundreds of thousands of people see better. Let us do the same for you. We'd like to send you a free information kit that'll answer all your questions about LASIK and show you how you can finance your LASIK procedure absolutely interest-free. That's right, 0% financing. Call us now at 1-800-600-4704. That's 1-800-600-4704. 1-800-600-4704.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning.
Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:35, 25 minutes away from 9 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. J. Marvin humming along with you. High today, going to be 91 under partly sunny skies. Polarization over Iraq between Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, it's 50%. It was only 18% during Vietnam. Here's Tom in Denver, who has some good points. His cell phone started to break up. Tom, how you doing now?
Well, I hope you can hear me, Jake.
Yeah,
you
got me good? Yeah, now you're loud and clear, man. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah, what I was starting to say is this topic is really does affect me on a daily basis. As far as with the people I work with and work for, in my line of work, I'm the third most junior partner in this company, and I'm by far the only liberal left-leaning person in the company. Now, I've always made it a policy never to talk politics at work. I mean, it's an age-old policy. But they've got me outnumbered. So when the topics do come up, I try to stay away from the fray, but I get so aggravated and to the point of, I mean, really it's starting to affect me on the job of socially with these people because it's kind of like you were mentioning before. You want to discuss these things, but I get so impassioned with it,
right,
and try to make my point that I actually am my own worst enemy.
Right, exactly.
And it's, I don't know. The one thing I definitely see is that from the more liberal, moderate type of view, at least we're willing to listen to both sides. From the vast majority of the people on the right, they're not even willing to listen. And the opinion is what it is, and there is no room for any further discussion. And to me, I don't know, if you can't get upset about this situation right now in our country, then there's nothing to get upset about. I'm very, you know, people should be rising up and getting to the streets. And I think the caller before you, it was a point that it might be a really good one. If you reinstate the draft, you wait to see what happens. God willing, I mean, God knows I don't want that to happen, but we're going to run out of people soon if this keeps going on. And then what?
I don't know. I mean, that's one of the reasons why we can't get tied up in any kind of multinational force in the Middle East, because we're bogged down in Iraq.
Absolutely. I mean, we are spread so thin, and, you know, I don't know. I don't want to just parrot everything you said as being right on, but really, you have been right on today. I mean, we have ignored Iraq. We're paying attention. You know, we're diverted so many different ways that, you know, it just, I don't know. We as a people need to rise up and figure out what exactly it is we're doing. Because I don't think anyone from either side knows what the heck, which way is up at this point.
Yeah, I think we're all so polarized that it's, I mean.
Well, I almost don't think there's enough. There certainly is, in my opinion, I don't mean anger in a way like violence or anything like that, but there's not enough people who are vocal, who are standing up. I mean, this is the future of our country. These are fellow human beings.
Yeah, but you know, it used to be that it used to be that regardless of where you sat politically, you could work things out. You could have some kind of compromise. Now it seems like, man, there's just no compromise in the wind any place, and we are really, really polarized over this question. I mean, either you support the war and think it's right, or you are vehemently against the war, and there is no middle ground anywhere. And the only people who might have a smack of middle ground, or maybe just a smidgen of middle ground, would be somebody who would declare themselves to be an independent and not a member of either party.
Right.
They might have a little bit of that, but as far as the rest of us goes, we're all just polarized as hell.
Yeah, it is, and it's a stalemate. I mean,
it's like, and then it bleeds over into everything else that's going on, and it's like, man, oh man, oh man.
Well,
and it's a shame to see the country in the shape that it's in.
Well, here's a good example. I'll be driving, right, and I'm not proud of this, but this is where it's come for me. I'll be driving down the road and I'll see a Bush-Cheney sticker for L4. Immediately form an opinion and just get, for lack of a better word, pissed. I'm angry instantly. And I mean, I know that's not a healthy thing. But it's still, it's come this far. I think, you know, we're so divided that, you know, if a bumper sticker can set what I think is a perfectly rational guy like me off, there's something wrong.
Well, you know what? I got to admit to you, you're not alone.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I mean, I have those same. I see those bumper stickers, and I think to myself, my God, can't you see what's going on here?
Yep.
And I'll start. You're right. You start forming an opinion, and many times I've had to you know, kind of shake myself and say, wait a minute, that doesn't necessarily mean they're bad people.
Right.
They just didn't see 2004 the way you saw it, and they never took the sticker off.
Exactly right.
Like, calm down.
Yep.
You know?
I hear you. I agree.
Tom, great call, man. Thank you so much for hanging on. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay, talk to you.
Bye.
Boy, is he right about that sticker. Anybody else get that feeling? When you see those stickers, those Bush-Cheney stickers? That's polarization. I can only remember getting those feelings when I was a kid, when I saw people, and there were people, in Orange County, California, that had George Wallace for President bumper stickers on their cars. And I remember thinking, you know, redneck, cracker, white trash, all the derogatory things you can think of to think about somebody, and I didn't even know them. I mean, that's heavy polarization when you start getting into that particular realm. I mean, it is. One line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Ellen in Denver. Ellen, you're on AM 760.
Hey, I'll probably have to keep it quick. My cell phone's about to die. But if there's this growing polarization, then that means that people are getting more ticked on both sides, and we've seen Bush's numbers are going down, and that means more frustration with the war. How come people aren't complaining? You're talking about, I was born in 67, so what happened during Vietnam, I can't really tell you. I was, you know, probably playing in a sandbox somewhere. But why aren't we seeing protests? That's what scares me.
I've thought a lot about that. I think part of it is because people are doing it in a different way. You got a lot of internet blog activity going on. You've got a lot of people involved in that. You've got a lot of. There just seems to be other ways, I guess, maybe, I don't know, in the year 2006, maybe there's just other ways to express yourself, so people are taking technology and doing it that way. Like, you know, there's a gazillion blogs out there, people are posting all the time, There's blogs, you know, for every political belief. And let's see what the voter turnout is in November, both Democratic and Republican. Let's see how high the turnout is. Let's see how much polarization there is there.
Well, the squeaky wheel gets the grease, and so far, the squeaky wheel has been the neocons. When are people who are against this war and want Bush to answer to not just that, but a lot of different F-ups, when are they going to start, you know, squealing?
Well, they are.
Getting some grease.
They're all
good.
Over the, they are. They're all over the Internet.
Well, I hope they keep it up. It's scary. Hearing
they're
that
everywhere.
Report about, you know, Israel now apparently not paying attention to its own promise to stop bombing for a little while, it's getting scary out there, Jay. It's
do you see polarization in your own life?
I'm lucky. Birds of a feather flock together. But I will tell you this, and it's a very quick sidebar. I'll keep it really quick. I saw Al Gore's film over the weekend. You need to go see it if you haven't.
I saw it.
I asked someone if she had seen it, and she said, no, I'm biased. It just really made me want to vomit. If it hadn't been at the House of the Lord where this woman said that to me, I probably would have said something back. But it's like he said, this is not a political issue. It's a moral issue. Yeah, polarization, it's out there, but I'm lucky. I am very lucky. I don't have to put up very much. I'm not around people a lot that disagree with me vehemently and that speak up about it. I'm very lucky. But there have been places in my life, if I was working in places where I've worked in the past, for example, I could see me getting a lot of tension headaches.
All right, Ellen. All right, thanks, Ellen. Appreciate the call.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, all right, how about polarization in your own life over this? So do you see it with your friends? Do you see it with your family? Do you see it with your work, with coworkers? 303-713-7600. These statistics indicate that Democrats and Republicans are more, and independents, are more polarized now over Iraq than they ever were over Vietnam. And the general feeling of polarization in this country. 303-713-7600, one line open. We'll take more of your calls coming up. 844-16 before the hour. Jay Marvin with you on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Driving the highways, starting to wrap up here. Still kind of busy, southbound 25 in Thornton and Norklin and across downtown. Never did see the slowdowns, though. Northbound I-25 looking great up through the tech center towards the downtown area. Southbound 225 still kind of heavy, approaching Yosemite down towards I-25. It's starting to loosen up in there, though. East and westbound I-70 back up to speed. Eastbound 6th Avenue back to normal. C-470 is looking much better, getting across Highlands Ranch. That late crash, eastbound Highway 36 at Federal, off to the right shoulder. Just a little slow getting past it. Weather for today, partly cloudy, breezy, cooler than we've had the last couple of days. Highs hitting right around 91. Some scattered afternoon thundershowers expected in, too. We're at 74 now. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I do believe that Israel is correct in this, but if I wanted to jam that home, or if I wanted to be a prophet for Israel or whatever, or a PR agent, I would screen every single call that came into this program.
Ed Schultz.
I realize there's two sides of the story, but there's nothing bias about you having an opportunity to chew ass on me or go after it from a different angle on this program, and that's what it's about.
The Ed Schultz Show.
Weekday afternoons, 1 to 4.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream. Except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from ISI, and once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-700-5593. The secret to the good life isn't working harder, it's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD, only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-700-5593.
1-800-700-5593. 1-800-700-5593.
847, 47 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Rocky's Autos and the Adams County Fair have some specials for you, and we'll be telling you a little bit about that a little later on in the week. Rocky's Autos has got the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. People ask me all the time, well, do you really buy at Rocky's? And yeah, we do. Mary and I have, and we've been doing it since 1997, and Mary bought a car at Rocky's. And I'll tell you how thrilled she is with it. First of all, it gets great gas mileage. Second of all, she took it to Mount Evans and back, and just is in love with this car. Just loves it. And that pretty much spells out what goes on at Rocky's. They try to find you the vehicle that you want and you need. We just sent John Turk's sister over there to get a car. Bought one from Spanky Herrera, as a matter of fact, my man Spanky out there. So, you know what? If you're going to buy a car, the place to go is Rocky's Autos. Go out there and see the Alshear brothers, Tom and Marv. See Spanky. See Fred Labrado. See Gerard Menard, who's really a great guy. They're all out there to help you at Rocky's. And Rocky's has over 500 of the cleanest, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., but if you come after 9, they'll take care of you. You'll be fine. Rocky's Autos, they're my good friends, and you can check them out on the Internet at rockysautos.com. See their selection. Pre-qualify for a car loan. Ask for Steve. He's the one who handles all of that. And see what they're all about. Or do what I do, which is go out there and see them in person. Rocky's Autos. Located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike, they're good folks.
Trevino Mortuary joins with business leaders and organizations in encouraging and supporting parents with teens. Parents, talk with your teens about being careful every time they get into a car. Talking to your kids is making a difference. An important message brought to you by Trevino Mortuary. They've earned the reputation for kindness and understanding through many years of serving the community. That's Trevino Mortuary at 300 South Logan Street in Denver. They are making a difference in the well-being of our community.
Would it be crazy if you packed your bags and left for a week, a month, a year? What if you left for 2 years? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert to teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself? Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go?
To learn more about the Peace Corps, join us this Tuesday night at 7 at the REI Denver Flagship Store in Lodo. For more information, visit peacecorps.gov.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Time.
Now you should choose the people you hang around with wisely, and I hope that you make the choice to hang out with me, because really, I'm really a nice guy. I know I can be tedious at times, but I'm really okay. And by the way, if you don't like the music we play, there's nothing I can do about it because I don't pick it. John Turk does. So you can complain to Turk about that.
I get nothing but compliments.
Oh, yeah, right. What are you saying? Are you saying I'm the only person who they complain about?
You're the only one that I've ever heard complain about the music, bumper music on the show.
I don't think that's possible. All right, we're talking about the polarization in Iraq and between the two parties and between this country. And one line open at 303-713-7600. Let's get back on the phones. We'll go to Bill in Longmont. Bill, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Bill, how are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Jay. I'm a first-time caller, so I'm a little nervous. But I'm almost 70 years old. I'm a veteran. And I just wanted to say that the polarization, you know, it's not only here in the United States and the Middle East, but if you look at Central America and this, the whole Western Hemisphere, really, you know, you see stuff, I mean, stuff that's going against us. This Iraq thing is what started all of this. If we would have went ahead after 9/11, went in, got Osama bin Laden and all of that, we wouldn't have had, we wouldn't be having this problem right now. Instead, Bush turns around and attacks Iraq. As a veteran, I'm just, you know, I was flabbergasted when he said he was going to attack Iraq. Iraq had never done anything to us. I mean, they weren't a good government. I mean, they, you know, Saddam was a, desperate.
Yeah, I think we all agree. I think we all agree on that. How does it? How does it affect your relationships with your friends? Or are they all on the same page with you?
No, I don't think they are. I really don't. I think that, you know, I see the world, more or less right now, if things keep going with the way it is with Bush, I see the whole world, including the Western Hemisphere, going to hell in a handbasket.
Well, how do they see it? I mean, do you have arguments with your friends about it? I mean, this is the thing I'm trying to get aside. Like, I figure that most of us who listen to this radio station are all on the same page with Iraq. Most of us think it was wrong. Most of us want us to get out. But you know something? The polarization between Republicans, Democrats, and independents is higher than it was in Vietnam. And when you run across your Republican friends or your conservative friends, if you have them, it seems like not only on Iraq, but it seems like it bleeds through on everything. It seems like the chasm between is now so wide that it's like, my God, how are we ever going to breach this? How are we ever going to fix it? That this is going to go on for years.
Yeah, well, see, I am a Vietnam veteran era veteran, and I could see where what's happened now versus what happened then. You know, the poor soldiers, I really felt sorry for back then, the way they were treated when they came home from Vietnam and all of that. They were treated like, really bad by the American people. And the thing is, it probably was stemmed from that there was a draft, and people were running up to Canada to get out of the draft and all of that. But at least we had some kind of purpose. We were trying to stop the spread of global communism by taking on, in Vietnam. Here, it's just, we're just, I don't know, Bush wanted to go to war. And Cheney. I think Cheney's the one behind it.
I think if you read the 1% solution by Ron Suskind, you see that Cheney's definitely in there. Bill, thank you, man. Appreciate it. Thank you so much for the call.
Appreciate your time.
Thanks. Let's go to Michael in Denver. Michael, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing, man?
Doing good. How about you?
I'm wonderful on this end. But, you're talking about the polarization. And to answer that lady they called earlier wondering where we were in the streets, I was born in 51, so I'm a little bit older than you. And I got my head beat up, for the color of my skin and for protesting the war. Went to jail both times. And so, now we know that our fight is not in the streets. Our fight is in the polling booth. And it's in trying to talk to, like, my Republican friends who are making money on the war, indirect money, because they're here in the States, but the companies they work for are making money. Those guys don't want to hear that we're doing the wrong thing.
Do you try to talk to them about it?
Every chance I get. I even have them tell me, look, when you come to my house, you shut up. Don't talk about politics. Don't talk about the war. We can talk about anything you want to talk about, but we're not going to talk about that. Okay. And if I don't agree, I don't get to come in. So, it's bigger than that, though. The bigger issue is we do not read history. I was watching that series on the revolution. The British found out the same thing when they tried to occupy the United States. Okay? A civil war started in the South. We fought against each other, and then we fought against them. We found that out in Vietnam. The Israelis found that out. That's why they got out of southern Lebanon. We, as occupiers, we are always going to be in the crossfire.
Yeah, I agree.
We should have learned that the last time we were in Lebanon, and we're stuck on the airbase and couldn't move.
Yeah, I agree. You know what? I agree with everything you're saying. And it used to be that you could have conversations with your friends who might not basically agree, but now it's like.
It's really back to what I said in the beginning. It's about the money. If you're making money, it's like anything else, Jay. If I tell you that, driving that old car that you're driving, okay, is not a good thing for the environment. If you're making money driving that car, guess what? We have a disagreement. You disagree with me. First of all, you're making money. And it seems like the people that are making money right now don't care about anything else. All they see is that I'm making money.
You think so?
Cheney has more money than he.
Well, yeah, but I'm not talking about him, though. I'm talking about your friends and the people that you deal with. But you know what? I got to cut you off because I'm out of time. Michael, I love you. I thank you for the call, man.
Okay.
All right, take care. All right, coming up next, we're going to go into open phones, but first we're going to talk to Ed Schultz. It's our Monday morning take at 8, but it's moved until 9. So we'll see what's on Big Eddie's mind. And then we'll open up the phones and we'll talk about the Middle East or anything else you want to get into here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Listen to AM 760 all day and all night on AM760.net. Download show clips and interviews to your MP3 player. Join the Progressive Club. Find out about upcoming contests and events. Stay connected with AM760.net.
I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope.
I'm Andrew Young, spokesman for Operation Hope. You know, the challenge of our time is to make free enterprise and democracy work for ordinary people, people that don't have a guaranteed inheritance and that don't have a guaranteed job anymore.
Because it's not about making more money. It's about making better decisions with the money you make. If you need a little hope, call 877-592-HOPE, 877-592-4673.
I'm so busy at work, Dr. Phil, I don't have any time ever, and I wouldn't know where to look.
Well, don't just sit around whining about what you don't have. Go out and create what and who you wish was in your life.
Somehow, I knew you were going to say that.
Look, don't dream, do. Don't want, get.
Match.com is working with Dr. Phil, and our members are loving his insight. We'll show you who. He'll show you how. So come see what Match.com can do for you. Match.com, the number one site for love.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Andy Rowe, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And broadcasting in HD.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. President Bush has used a speech in Florida to address the Lebanon crisis. Live to Miami and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer, who's traveling with the president.
The focus is quickly turning to the United Nations, where the administration will push for what President Bush describes as a sustainable ceasefire.
We're determined to work to resolve this crisis. To achieve the peace that we want, we must achieve certain clear objectives.
Mr. Bush calls for quick stationing of an international military buffer force in Lebanon. He challenges Iran and Syria to stop supporting Hezbollah. He demands an end of Hezbollah attacks on Israel and the return of kidnapped Israeli soldiers. He ultimately does foresee an end to Israeli operations in Lebanon, but he still stops short of calling for an immediate ceasefire. Live with the president in Miami, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Following the deadly Israeli missile attack on Qana, Lebanon, that killed at least 54 civilians, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice ended her most recent peace mission to the Middle East to return to the U.S. She says she's hopeful the U.N. will act on a ceasefire and a lasting peace agreement.
I am convinced we can achieve both this week.
But there is no peace across the Lebanon-Israel border. Despite a deal by Israel for a 48-hour halt to air attacks, they continued after Israel says Hezbollah guerrillas attacked a tank, wounding 3 soldiers. CBS's Vicky Barker has more from Beirut.
The target seems to have been the southern suburbs of Dahiya, a strongly pro-Hezbollah area. From where I am, I can see Beirut's airport. No hits there. So aid flights can continue. A cold comfort if the roads remain blocked by Israeli bombardments. Vicky Barker, CBS News, Beirut.
There's late word from Washington. The government says it's considering giving the green light to limited over-the-counter sales of the morning after pill. Well, the UN Security Council is putting Iran on notice.
14 votes in favor, 1 vote against. The draft resolution has been adopted.
The resolution gives Tehran until the end of August to either suspend its program of uranium enrichment or face the possibility of diplomatic and economic sanctions. But because of demands by Russia and China, the language calls for further discussions before sanctions are put on the table. In Afghanistan, the battle goes on against a resurgent Taliban. Officials say raids on 2 southern hideouts have left 23 insurgents dead. Well, from the plains east, it is an old familiar summer story.
Hot.
human.
Evelyn Rindy lives in Hudson, Wisconsin, one of the states sweltering through the current heat wave.
Today they're saying that nobody should really go outside unless you absolutely have to. Going to reach 101, they're telling us.
Minneapolis is under an excess heat watch through tonight. A heat advisory is on in Chicago and St. Louis through tomorrow night. And checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 14 points, the NASDAQ up about 5. This is CBS News.
Now you can dial a diamond and save half by calling Empire Diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. If you're in the market for a solitaire, engagement ring, anniversary, or investment diamond, then shop around, get the best price, and then dial a diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Empire will advise you on size, shapes, and values. They'll sell you diamonds directly from the source without a middleman's markup. These diamonds are guaranteed to be priced at half the retail price. A diamond certification by the Gemological Institute of America will be faxed or mailed to you. For qualified buyers, your diamond will be sent to your home or office for a free 10-day, no-obligation inspection. Upon your satisfaction, you then pay for your purchase and get a 60-day money-back guarantee. Empire Diamond, located in the Empire State Building for over half a century, guarantees the lowest priced diamonds, 10-day free inspection, and money-back guarantee. Save over half on your diamonds. Call 1-800-SAVE-HALF. That's 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Visit us at dialadiamond.com.
I'm Kathy Walker with an AM 760 local news update. Legislation that denies illegal immigrants some non-emergency state services is set to take effect tomorrow. In the meantime, state officials are preparing an expanded list of documents for immigrants to prove their legal residency. They're also making waivers for some homeless people and others who would have had difficulty obtaining documents. A commemorative ceremony is scheduled for this morning at Big Thompson Canyon, where a deadly flood raced through this town 30 years ago, killing 144 people. Federal, state, and local officials will place a high water marker where the town's power plant was destroyed by the flood. It was considered the worst natural disaster in Colorado history. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Kathy Walker. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And it looks like we're just about back to normal across these highways, with just a few pockets of leftover slowing southbound I-25 from Thornton Parkway to 84th. And still a little crowded across the downtown area, but looking great on that drive either side of I-25 downtown to the Tech Center. And southbound 225, a little backed up on the approach to Tamarack down towards I-25. But C-470 is loosened up, 6th Avenue is wide open, I-70 is checking clear, and so is the Boulder Turnpike. Looking at that weather for today, partly cloudy, a little breezy. Highs up around 91 with scattered afternoon thundershowers expected in. We've warmed up to 77 now. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service. And you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. We believe you shouldn't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to advertise on the radio. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy by giving you the chance to shop for radio in a no-pressure environment where you can decide how much you want to spend and where you want to spend it. We keep your costs low by offering a smaller number of commercials and letting you pick the customers that you want to reach. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com. That's CustomersAreListening.com.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
But
The air conditioning bill's definitely going up, that's for sure.
So how all
this stuff is moving east right now, so we're going to get a little break here, I think, the next couple of days.
So how hot is it predicted to be today there?
It's going to be, you know, 95 plus. I don't think it'll be 100, but, it's damn close. Wow. It's just one of those things, you know?
Yeah, man. Well, you know, it's been hot here, too. It was hot yesterday, man. It had to be over 100 here, so... I mean, man, you know, I think there's
your farmers out there got to be just burning up.
They're dying. Yeah. Don't you think there's global warming, Ed? You know, I mean, God Almighty, what's going on?
Yeah. It's the scientific debate's over. I'm with Al Gore on this one.
Yeah, me too. Speaking of getting heat, let's talk about Israel and Hezbollah, because both of us are getting heat, I think, for standing behind Israel's right to defend itself. And I don't know if you've gotten any of those emails where you get called a Zionist, but I've gotten some of those. I mean, I think what the Israelis have done sometimes maybe some of it has been overreacting and possibly overreaching, but yet I understand it, because look what this country did after 9/11. Look what we did during the 60s during the Cuban Missile Crisis. And Hezbollah is dedicated to building a theocracy, and I can't support anybody that's into that kind of a thing. But I know that you're getting a lot of grief over your views. Talk about that.
The emails are mean, nasty, and vicious, and they go beyond by just calling me just a Zionist or whatever. I think we got to get back to the fundamental discussion of who the players are and what their intentions are and focus on that. Israel may have gone overboard, but who are we to say that they would they tell us how to defend ourselves or what we should do if we were in a proximity such as they are in dealing with Hezbollah, if they were that close to the United States? I guarantee if there was an outfit like Hezbollah close to the United States like that, Bush would be going nuts on them. So, I mean, it's all relative. And I don't mean to sound harsh or in any way, shape, or form callous about the loss of innocent lives. It is horrible, absolutely horrible. But what we can say is that the United States has decided to be an innocent bystander in all of this and not engage. I've said from day one that it was going to take some type of special diplomatic effort, whether a presidential, former president's commission, such as Bush 41 and Clinton and Carter, some type of high-level envoy beyond President Bush. Condi Rice is a lightweight. They don't respect her. They don't respect the United States. I said that you can go back 3 weeks ago when I was talking about this. I still believe that is one of the solutions. I also think that Hezbollah is a terrorist organization, and you can't negotiate with them. I think Lebanon is at fault from the standpoint they've got 80,000 troops that they have within their borders that's not strong enough to control Hezbollah. I think Syria we got to talk to the Syrians. They want to talk. Bush doesn't want to talk to them. I think that's a mistake.
Yeah, I do too.
I think we ought to be face-to-face with Iran. I don't believe the United States is exhausting every diplomatic effort it possibly can to straighten this ordeal out. And I think it's now risen to a level of escalation. Who knows where it's going to be? I think Condoleezza Rice coming home this weekend, after being told not to, she should have stood forward and said, no, I'm going to Beirut, and you're going to accept me, you're going to accept the United States face-to-face. She just gave up.
She just gave up and said goodbye.
She cut and run, to use their terminology. This crosses all political lines. You've got Chuck Schumer, biggest liberal and Democrat in the United States Senate. He says President Bush is handling this perfectly. You've got a lot of Jewish senators who are lining up with the president as well. But we are failing diplomatically, and we're not engaged the way we should be. That's my take on it at this point.
Listen, you and I are on the same page. I agree 100%. We are not, nor have we been over the last 6 years.
You know what the culture of Hezbollah is? And I relate it to our family. We have the kids here this weekend, 3 grandkids, okay? 3 of the 5 were here. What do you say I tell Wendy and I tell our kids to start teaching those little grandkids to be suicide bombers? That's what they do.
Yeah, I know it.
I mean, how do you negotiate with that? And then they come back and say, well, we don't have the weapons that Israel has. It's being supplied by the United States. Excuse me? Hezbollah took out an Israeli ship with a high-powered laser-guided missile. They've come a long way from throwing rocks at people to getting some of the high-tech stuff from Iran. So there's a lot of players in here. The big player of the United States, I don't think we're engaged enough. I think this neocon agenda to cowboy everybody with a six-shooter mentality, I think is going to be really no good at all. There's ways of dealing with Hezbollah, I believe, internationally that we're not doing properly. And it's almost as if Bush is proud that he's at this point in time in history.
It's like Sesame Street diplomacy. Like, I'm a child, and I won't play with you because you won't play my way. So we don't talk to the Syrians. We have no face-to-face discussions with the Iranians. You know what? And then in the end, we're going to have to end up talking to them anyway. So why not start now?
Well, that's true. And in the middle of all of that, Jay, I think that there's a lot of Democrats who have such a dislike for Bush and for what he has done and such a dislike for the cabal, Cheney, the whole crowd, Rumsfeld, that they lose sight of the fact that you take all of them out and go to the next administration, this terrorist mindset is still going to be there. So we as a country, we as Americans, have got to figure out how we want to deal with this. But we're only inflaming it if we're not going to fully engage diplomatically. And you know, we have had agreements in the past, and Bush's idea of a lasting peace, what is that? When the other party's totally eliminated? Is that possible? Is it possible to do that?
No, I don't think you're ever going to eliminate Hezbollah. I don't think you can do it, and I don't think you can. Insurgencies are extremely hard to beat. I think the Israelis are finding that out.
Let me throw this at you, talk radio brother to talk radio brother. I'm not having any fun.
I'm not either.
I don't know about you, but this is a hard. I said day one when this all started out, this is a hard news story. It's going to play out for a long time. You can't ignore it. It's got daily developments. But I have found that we end up getting into discussions on the program that whose fault it is and who started it, and go back to 1948.
Yep, right.
And you go back and forth. It ends up being a fruitless discussion, and it's real hard right now to stay engaged. But when you have got the majority of the American people right now aren't really sure what side they're on, Israel or Hezbollah, where's the disconnect?
I don't know. Now, I've thought about that.
I'm at a loss. You know, I guarantee you, I could talk fishing all day long, or sports all day long, or cooking all day long, or any kind of feature stuff or lifestyle stuff you want to do, and I think our audience likes that. But I have never in my career since 1978 doing talk radio having the masses so engaged on this subject. The religious aspect, we're having James Zogby on here today on the program later on, and he, of course, is head of the American Arab Organization. We're trying to get as many different points of view as we possibly can. But I'll tell you what, when you've got a Muslim going into a Jewish facility in Seattle over the weekend and killing somebody and injuring five other people, this to me is absolutely insanity. And the rhetoric that is out there in America right now is going to have to be toned down. And toning down rhetoric is not what talk radio has really blossomed from over the years.
No, but I think it's time that we started, and I think it's time that we... I mean, I was talking last hour about the polarization in this country. And you said a New York Times article yesterday about how the polarization over Iraq is 50%. The polarization between the political parties over Vietnam is only 18%. Man, things are so polarized. People are so angry. You're right. It's not fun. I mean, it's not. It's a struggle sometimes to try to get people to talk about anything else, and to get through this. And people are so nasty.
Oh yeah, they are nasty.
Oh man, where's all this coming from?
And you know, when I take a call on the show, I don't mean to be nasty to anybody. I mean, I may disagree with them. I don't send emails to people that are threatening and name calling and all this. I mean, we are at a level of communication with some people that is just beyond emotional. you know, the other thing that I think is really important for our business, and I think you end up doing a balancing act from the standpoint of just because you have a guest on the program doesn't mean that you endorse that chain of thought.
Right, exactly, exactly.
And people get this idea that, well, Ed talked to so-and-so, and he's a real righty. Well, Ed's a righty, too. No, I want to hear what they have to say. You know, information is power. There's always going to be time on the microphone, but it becomes so emotional, and people become so entrenched in the subject, they quickly draw conclusions on where a host may be, and it gets a little dangerous.
I've never remembered it being this bad.
Yeah. It's absolutely phenomenal, the emotional rhetoric that's out there. And we are 100 days away from the midterm. I believe this is the most important election in the history of the United States, certainly in my lifetime, certainly since I've been engaged in the news for the last 30 years. You know what we were talking about 3 months ago? You want to know how the news cycle changes? We were talking about illegal immigration.
That's right.
And gas prices 3 months ago. I haven't had a phone call on illegal immigration or gas prices in the last. I tried to get that going on Friday, and there was quite a bit of response to it. I took a small business angle to the whole thing. But that's how fast the news cycle can change. And I think what Democrats have got to do is continue to focus on the domestic issues, the misuse of power, the secrecy, balance of powers, and all the constitutional things that are important, that we have now seen firsthand in our lifetime what the Supreme Court, how it can be manipulated, how the White House, the Senate, and the House control, what it can really do, how threatening absolute power is. And I think we need to continue to talk about that and get a level of awareness, because I don't think Americans, whether at left or right or center or whatever, I don't believe that they believe that's a good formula for the country.
I agree.
And I think that this is a crucial election right now.
I agree.
Crucial election. And for a country to go unchecked with its power, it certainly is in America.
Yep, I agree. There's Robert Greenwald's got a great book out called about how a patriot should act, and he's a lawyer, and he's a guy who's not a liberal or conservative. He's middle of the road, and about how he talks about the Padilla case and about how he becomes alarmed at the way the administration is misusing presidential power and violating the law and the Constitution, and it's a very, very good read, and you're right, and I think these are things that we definitely desperately need to focus in on. Ed, it's always good to hear your voice, man.
You know, just on trust alone, there's no way I could vote for a Republican.
No, me neither.
There's absolutely no way. And here's a classic story right here. I don't want to take too much more of your time, Jay, but here's a classic story. Key pre-war intelligence report section may not be released until after the November elections.
That's right.
This goes back to Harry Reid shutting down the Senate. And the Republicans were working over the Democrats, saying that it was a political stunt. And Reid says, no, all we want is phase two of the intelligence report. At the time, the chairman of the intelligence committee, Pat Roberts of Kansas, said that the report was near completion. Now it's coming out 9 months later that they hadn't even started.
Right.
They hadn't even started. And it was they started almost from scratch in November after Democrats staged this protest.
That right there
just sickens me. I mean,
they're morally bankrupt.
They're just a bunch of lying SOBs, is what they are.
Boy, I agree 100%. I'm with you 100%. Boy, it's good to hear your voice. Good to talk to you.
Hey, good to visit with you, Jay. Anytime, buddy.
All right, we'll catch you this afternoon between 1 and 4.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Take care, Ed.
Yep, bye-bye.
All right, there's Big Ed Schultz, and he's a good man. And you can hear him this afternoon between 1 and 4 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 921, 21 minutes after 9. Okay, open phones. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. Mel Gibson, the Middle East, Iraq, whatever else may be in there in your mind. Why the Rolling Stones are the greatest rock and roll band of all time. Why John Turk doesn't play enough Rolling Stones. And why we haven't heard any Doors today at all. Why there must be an embargo in the other room on Doors music, because we haven't heard any Doors at all. But, you know, you can talk about that as well. I don't care. Whatever it is you want to talk about, we'll do it. And I got one line open now, 303-713-7600, 922, 22 minutes after 9. Thanks for hanging out with us. I'm Jay Marvin. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk. Tell your friends.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service. And you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-785-3321. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find these foreclosed homes and properties in your area, homes for as little as $199 a month, request a listing from BNI today. Call toll-free 1-800-785-3321. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-785-3321. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-785-3321. 1-800-785-3321.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums, to townhomes, to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre Central Park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
Oh, those doors, huh? The live doors. Good stuff. When the music's over, turn out the lights. 9:26, 26 minutes after 9. High today, 91. Under plenty of sunshine. All right, it's open phones, and we'll just go in order here. And let's go to Jeff in Summit County. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to get back to the division in this country, where it stems from. And I think we all know it stems from the leadership of this country. I think they benefit by us being divided. And I guess when Clinton was president, I had to listen to everybody harp on him and get on him and say how terrible he was and say how crooked he was, although they didn't convict him of anything other than a sex crime or lying under oath, for sex, excuse me, that I had to sit there and listen to him, and I did. I listened to him. I said, you know what, I don't agree with what, you know, the president did about his, he lied under oath about his sex life, but I also don't think it's as important as we're making it out to be, lying about the things that, this administration has been lying about, weapons of mass destruction, you know, the reasons why, you know, we're wiretapping and those kind of things. And when you bring them up, they just automatically get angry. When you bring those issues up of the things I just said, you're either with us or against us, and that stems from Bush himself.
Well, he's been he's a very polarizing president. You're right about that, and you'll get a lot of that from conservatives. You get a lot of it from them that either you're on their side or you're against the country, and they try that. And there's just a great deal of hostility and but you know what? There's a great deal of hostility and a great deal of anger out there about everything, it seems like.
Well, I think that's, you know, I think people's temperament has changed. You know, it's how you treat other people. If you treat me angrily, or, you know, if you treat me poorly, they're going to turn around and eventually start treating you poorly back. And, you know, I haven't really done that yet, you know, with people that I talk to, and I have a lot of Republican friends. I have a lot of relatives. I grew up in a red state. And, you know, they just can't admit they're wrong. And if they admit they're wrong, they'd have to admit that there's fault in their line of thinking. And that stems from that. But who really benefits from this division, Jay? The Carlyle Group. People, the division around the world, like the gentleman was saying before Ed Schultz, there's division around the world. Who really benefits from selling all these weapons? Who really benefits from them? And I think a large majority of the oil companies, And the Carlyle Group, that are both of those are in Bush's hip pocket. You got to look at that. That's a fact.
Well, I'm not going to deny that. And the fact of the matter is that corporations, even though the economy is cooling down, corporations continue to make money, and CEOs are making money hand over fist. But it's in the long run, it's hurting the country, it's harming us, and we can't even sit down to the point of working anything out about anything. It's like we're really, really, really. I mean, there's just so much there's just so much anger out there, and there's even anger from people on your own sides. I mean, I got an email from a woman who said, because I don't agree with you about Israel and Hezbollah, that makes me a Hezbollah sympathizer. And that's not what I said. And it's like, you know, please. And it's like, I'm to the point now, man, where I just don't answer those stuff anymore because you can't deal with people. And I want to know where all this untapped anger and all this untapped rage is coming from, and why these people are raging, and they're even raging against their own. It's not so much that they're raging against the other side, they're also raging against their own. I mean, Schultz is getting it, I'm getting it, and God knows who else is getting it too. Jeff, I got to run, man. Thank you for the call.
All right.
And I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. I mean, there's always been a small core of people who listen to this radio station who have very tight you-know-whats. And even a little bit deviation, they'll beat on you. But the viciousness and anger, and it's like, hey. And it's like all of these people are like, you know, you're either with us or against us in this division and this anger and this, man. You know. It's like, get control of it. So 9:31, 29 minutes away from 10 o'clock, and then God knows how some of these people act in traffic here on O'Neill.
Yeah, no kidding, huh?
You know? I'm proud of myself, though. I do not practice road rage.
Good man. Good man. Even at 5 in the morning when you're trying to make the Bellevue exit?
No, this morning when I drove by the Bellevue exit at 4:15 this morning, and I just looked and I went, you know, these guys have got a fetish with the Bellevue exit, man.
I guess
so. That thing is never open. What are they doing? What is going on there that they have to? The last time I went through there, it looked fine. It looked perfect. It looked completed. What are they doing there? But I didn't get like crazy.
I think I have an idea what's going on there at Bellevue. I think they're having a substation built there for this monorail deal that's going on there. Like one of the. The main things they're putting right here.
Mm.
But what do they need it here for? Why don't they move it down to Orchard? You know, they're inconveniencing me, man.
There's the campaign.
You know, Let's move it. Move that damn station. All right, what's the traffic look like out there?
Traffic's looking great. We've made a complete recovery from the morning drive. We're wide open now, south Van I-25. If you're on your way in from Thornton to North Glen, even that drive across downtown has loosened up. All the eastbound routes back to normal. No more delays for southbound 225. And fortunately, no new problems on your drive. Looking at your weather today, partly cloudy, breezy. Highs up around 91 with some scattered afternoon thundershowers. We've warmed up to 80 already. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The only number you need to know is 3037-WINDOWS.
Save big on beautiful, energy-efficient windows from American Exteriors. How do we save you so much? We eliminate the middleman. At American Exteriors, you always get the right replacement window at a clear value because we're the manufacturer. Now buy one window, get the second window for a dollar.
The only number you need to know is 3037-WINDOWS.
The James Gang rides again. Coors Light Live welcomes James Gang on their first tour in 35 years, featuring the original founding members Jimmy Fox, Dale Peters, and Joe Walsh. Funk 49, Walk Away, The Bomber, Tend My Garden, The Power Trio returns. See James Gang Friday, August 11th at Red Rocks Amphitheater. Tickets on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. 303-830-TIXS or HOB.com. Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series. Produced by House of Blues Concerts. For VIP ticket experience and more, go to JamesGangRidesAgain.com. James Gang. Rock the way it's supposed to be.
At Thunder Mountain of Denver, see Colorado's biggest and best selection of certified pre-owned Harley-Davidsons and brand-new Thunder Mountain custom cycle. Ride home on a bike today and enjoy a free trip for two to Las Vegas. Thunder Mountain of Denver, with the best pricing, with the best financing, and all bikes fully serviced and ready to roll. Right now, take advantage of financing for up to 120 months. No money down and no interest for up to 6 months on select Thunder Mountain custom cycles with approved credit. Thunder Mountain of Denver, off I-70 in Pecos and online at thundermountainofdenver.com.
Call them at 303-423-7171. They're a direct lender. The mortgage store offers the best rates with no unnecessary fees. There's no application fee, no out-of-pocket closing costs. They're open evenings until 8 and Saturday too, so they fit your schedule. It's easy, it's fast, it's efficient, and once again, they'll be with you from the very start to the very end. So call the mortgage store today and get out from underneath that economic pain. 303-423-7171. 303-423-7171.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being less dependent on glasses and contacts, being able to read the alarm clock, or not having to fumble with messy, cumbersome contacts. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable to everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. Our independent surgeons have helped hundreds of thousands of people see better. Let us do the same for you. We'd like to send you a free information kit that'll answer all your questions about LASIK and show you how you can finance your LASIK procedure absolutely interest-free. That's right, 0% financing. Call us now at 1-800-600-4704. That's 1-800-600-4704. 1-800-600-4704.
Jamming it to the GOP.
Because they're jamming it to us.
J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
All right, Green, I can go with it.
Coming to me in the morning.
36 minutes past the hour. Open phones underway here at 303-713-7600. I got one open line. And let's go to Dave in Denver. Dave, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay. Thanks a bunch.
Sure.
I think with this whole Israel thing going on, I think why it's so mean-spirited is that it's so one-sided in the public media. And so when people who bring the other side, people who bring what the Israelis are doing, they're generally vilified and attacked and demeaned and bullied and pushed off the air. And you can only have that happen to you so many times before you start getting angry and acting angry.
Yeah, but see, I don't buy that because they don't get bullied and they don't get pushed off the air here. And I get some of the most obscene, I have gotten some of the most obscene, god-awful emails from people who have never called the program but just hear something and either take it the wrong way or just simply disagree. And instead of sending me an email going, well, look, you know what, I don't really see your point, and here's how I really feel, it's like, you Zionist pig, you know, well, I don't even want to repeat the things that are said.
One of the things is,
I guess, Aaron Hart, who sits in for me, I guess she's very pro-Israeli. When I came back on Tuesday, there was like a whole storm of that stuff aimed at me. And, hey, P.S., I wasn't even the guy on the air. I mean, it's like, get it together already, for God's sakes.
Okay, but, Jay, you know, and I don't mean this in a mean way, but, you know, take it in a funny way. You're not the center of the universe.
No, I don't mean I'm the center. Wait a minute, Dave. Take it for what it is. I don't mean I'm the center of the universe, but right now, in what we're talking about, and what Ed Schultz and I were talking about, is that we are the center of the universe because the things are being directed towards us because this is our radio station, and we're on it, and people are reacting to us, and they're not reacting in a rational manner.
And that is because they do not hear anywhere else on the media a pro someone speaking out for justice, which means taking the part of the people who are getting murdered and killed right now.
I had on a guy from The Nation magazine 2 weeks ago who essentially was taking the Lebanese side. And I was bombarded with emails about, what is this, the Palestinian radio station?
Right, but I'm saying, can you name me two talk show hosts that are pro-Palestinian?
I don't know, because I don't listen, so I can't tell you.
Well, I do listen. There aren't. There are not two. Everyone, to a person, is pro-Israel. And what is so disheartening and what's so upsetting to so many people is that to be this mindless, blind, pro-Israeli, one has to ignore history, because the Israelis were murderous terrorists 60 years ago. And yet that seems to vanish from the whole conversation.
Yeah, but the difference is, and I don't want to have to get into a long, elongated debate on this, is at least they set up a democratic, European-style democracy and a parliamentary system as compared to what Hezbollah would set up, which would be a theocracy. I don't understand how anybody in the world could support that as being an answer.
People don't support that. People basically support the people.
I mean, you know, where you're fighting a war and you're taking like innocent civilians and you're stashing, weapons in their houses and you're using them basically as shields.
Let me tell you what I think. I think governments owe a duty to everyone under their control. And I don't think it makes any difference whether one calls them citizens or residents or anything else like that. I think that what was so bad in South Africa is that they had these phony divisions between people who were under the control of the South Africans. I think that was what was bad in the Soviet Union, is they had phony divisions about people under their control, and they had some people were better than other people and were treated better. And that's what's going on in Israel today. And that clear, consistent ethic is nowhere to be said in the media. And when I bring that up and when lots of other people bring that up, they are vilified. They're called the most hateful names by the talk show hosts.
Well, then don't call those shows. Don't participate in those programs. Go to alternative media. That's
there
what I do.
There are none.
Oh, that's
bull.
You know what? That's BS. And I almost said the word. That's BS. The internet is filled with all kinds of alternative places to go. You know, there are television shows that I don't even watch because I realize that it's a total and complete waste of time.
The big lie is told on the mass media, the major channels,
then
and
go
the
somewhere
talk
else
shows.
If you don't want to hear
the big
then
lie.
Go
is told.
Somewhere else if you don't want to hear the big lie.
Because someone has to oppose the big lie.
Well, so then who appointed you the person to call these talk shows and oppose the big lie? And if you know what they're going to do, and if you know what they're about, then why are you complaining about it?
People who have a sense of justice.
Why are you complaining about
the big lie?
If you know what they're going to do, if you know what they're about, why are you complaining about it? You should expect it.
Because
you know
this is the same kind of mindset that basically authorizes governments to do terrible things.
No, it's not the same kind of mindset. No, it is not. No, it is not the same kind of mindset. It's a mindset that realizes that it's a set-up deal and that what's going to happen is that the host has a habit of piling on to people that they don't particularly agree with. And so what they're going to do is they're going to call you all those names. They're going to do all that stuff when you could be taking your constructive energy and putting it some other place to achieve real change instead of calling a damn talk show.
For like really 50 years, people in Israel has been trying to oppose.
You won't face that, will you? You just can't look at what I'm telling you. You know what? I want you to name names.
You want me to give up? No, I don't. That's what
no,
I hear you
absolutely
saying.
Absolutely not. Who do you call? Name names.
Peter Boyles. DeKaplis and really Silverman.
Okay, well then you know what they're going to do. Why aren't you listening to us? Instead of calling them?
Because someone has to oppose the hate that goes on.
Oh my God! Can we have a chorus for this man, Dave? He's laying his life out on the line for all us. We're so grateful.
You know what?
You're wasting your damn time.
Stop complaining.
You're getting exactly what you deserve.
Oh,
stop complaining. You're getting exactly what you deserve. If you know what they're about, then you go in there, then you have to expect it. You know, it's like going in, it's like if you know a Rottweiler is growling at you at the end of a chain and you stick your hand forward, chances are the Rottweiler's going to bite you. Then you go around and complain that the Rottweiler bit you when you know the damn Rottweiler was going to bite you. If you're going to call those shows and have those people pile on you, then you know what's going to happen. That's one of the reasons why I don't listen to those shows and I avoid them, because you know what? I know what they're about, and it doesn't do anything to further change, and it doesn't do anything to further my mental stimulation or development.
May I talk
now? If you ask me with a word, please.
Please.
Go ahead.
We never would have had the civil rights movement in this country if there weren't optimistic people who were opposed to unjust laws to change them. And the same goes for lots of other things. And for you to say that it's a hopeless cast and I get what I deserve is just cowardly.
You know what? No, wrong. What I'm telling you is there are better ways of social action than calling a damn talk show and getting on the line with a guy who you know is going to insult you, and you know that as a majority conservative audience and is going to sit there and browbeat you. There are better ways to do things. There are better ways to get out and achieve real change. There's legislators to bug. There's senators and congressmen to hassle. But you know what? There's all kinds
I've done
of
it
there's all
pal.
Kinds.
I've done
you know
it
what?
All.
Knock off the pal crap. There's all kinds of stuff to get out there and do. There's all kinds of organizations to be involved with. Instead, you're beating your head against a wall, and then you're getting out here and you're crying about it. I don't have any sympathy for it. Talk radio is not a democratic institution. It's never meant to be a democratic institution. You know what it is? It's a business. And you know what it is?
Talk?
It's about money. No, you may not talk.
Please.
You're out of time. Goodbye. I've had enough. My pyloric valve is going to explode.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318. Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Radio. Sir, they'll be asking you about high definition.
High fidelity?
High definition, sir. Mm-hmm. It's the latest in radio.
High definal.
High definition, sir.
So,
makes AM as clear as FM?
Has a definition?
Not quite.
What's this Higley definer mean for FM?
You don't want to know, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
AM 760, Progressive Talk, broadcasting in HD. Find out more on AM760.net.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make, using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-900-1004. That's 1-800-900-1004. 1-800-900-1004.
9:46, 14 minutes in front of 10 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rocky's Autos is having a very special day out of the Adams County Fair. We'll tell you more about it tomorrow. Meanwhile, I want to tell you that Rocky's Auto's matching down incentive is still going on, and they are the home of the largest, cleanest selection of late model cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in all of Colorado, over 500 units on the lot. And we just sent John Turk's sister out to buy a car from my friend Spanky out of Rockies, and she got a great deal, and you can too. You know, someday we'll reach the point where we won't be burning fossil fuels, but right now we are. And if you need a second car, or a car for the family, or a car for yourself, the best place to get the most bang for your auto buck is Rockies Autos. And you'll find really great people working out there too, like Gerard Menard and Colby and the Alshear brothers and Spanky, who John's sister went to. I mean, there are great people out of Rockies, and they're there to help you because service is what it's all about. Mary and I have been buying from them since 1997, and Mary's just, as I said earlier, Mary's so thrilled with the automobile she's got. Took it to Mount Evans and back, and really had a great ride. And you know what? It gets great gas mileage, too. It seems like it never sees the gas station, which is a break in this day and age. Rockies has been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. So cool off with hot car deals at Rockies, and check them out on the Internet, too, at rockiesautos.com, where you can get pre-approved for a car loan. Ask for Steve. He runs that. And you can read their business philosophy and see their TV commercials and check out their inventory. Rockies Autos, great place to buy a car from good people who know what they're doing and are there to help you. Over 100 employees out there to make you have the best buying experience you possibly can. Rockies Autos, corner 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. And don't forget, Adams County Fair and Rockies Autos coming up this weekend.
Your glasses just aren't helping your eyes. I know that sounds harsh, but you probably know that from your own experience. Corrective lenses don't cure poor eyesight. In fact, our doctors believe they can create dependency and make bad vision worse. How many people do you know, including yourself, whose eyesight got weaker with every stronger prescription? The doctors who created the See Clearly method say that many people need stronger prescriptions year after year. Fortunately, there's a way to improve bad vision naturally, without drugs and without surgery. It's called the See Clearly method, and it's developed by Apollo award-winning optometrists. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. Your eyesight is not going to get any better if you keep putting on those glasses. It's time you finally did something about it. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-900-3213. That's 1-800-900-3213. 1-800-900-3213.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
All right, it's 9:49. It's 49 minutes before the hour. Thank God we're coming to the end here. The complaints are beginning to pour in. You know, give me a break. First of all, why aren't you listening to AM 760? You know, the lack of support that this radio station gets just astounds me. Not only in Democratic candidates who put all of their money on TV and spend none of it here where they should be spending it, that astounds me. And then the idea that some guy calls up and starts complaining to me that he can't get through to talk show hosts on other talk stations. You know, I don't go to those stations. Just like I don't watch Fox News. You know, I don't watch those things. I don't watch Chris Matthews anymore because I know what they're all about. And I don't, you know, what's the point? I can spend my time, you know, getting information from other sources that are far, far more accurate, that give wider coverage. And I can spend my time being active. You're not going to change anybody's mind on those radio stations. That's the core, baby. They don't change. That's the 23% that never fluctuates. All right, let's go back to the phones, and let's go to Kevin in Boulder. Kev, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Take a couple deep breaths. It's almost over for you.
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'd like to take a stab at explaining the anger in America.
Sure.
From the left, I think it's frustration and just the way things are going and all of that. From the right, I think it's coming out of guilt. Because deep down they know that they're wrong, and when they're confronted with that, instead of dealing with their guilt, they become angry as a way to cover up. And so that's why they lash out. And if you change the subject, or if you won't let them change the subject, then they start calling you names and get really hateful and whatnot, because they just can't admit that they're wrong. And they've supported a regime that has, you know, done so much wrong that they just can't face it.
It's almost like they live in an alternative universe.
Yeah, I mean, I used to work with this one guy, and we got into a discussion about Bush, and he said that Bush was, quote-unquote, the greatest president ever. I mean, where? And I pointed out to him, you know, the whole thing about the deficit, and then he said, I said, well, what about catching Osama bin Laden? And, of course, that was Clinton's fault.
Right, yeah, right.
So, you know, with that 23%, they are just so entrenched, and they're just not going to change. So you kind of have to go for the people, the vast majority of the people that don't listen to your station and are just so apathetic that they just don't care what's going on and have no idea what's going on.
Or, you know, we should be talking to people who are in the middle and are split on the subject.
Right.
Who are independents and who are questioning which way to go. Those are the people you should be talking to. But to get crazy because you can't have dialogue on a radio station that's primarily comprised of the core, and that the talk show host is like calling you names you might as well just go beat your head against the wall.
Yeah, I mean, it's pointless.
and it isn't any big social sacrifice along the lines of Dr. Martin Luther King. I'm sorry. It takes very little effort to call a talk station. Hey, Kev, thank you, man.
You betcha.
Okay, talk to you.
Have a great day.
Let's go to Ron in Cheyenne. Ron, hi, you're on AM 760.
Hey, hi, Jay.
Hi, Ron.
It's your resident 760 artist here.
Hey, man, how are you doing? Plug your website.
Okay, it's Ron McIntosh. It's just ronmcintosh.com.
Oh, good, cool.
Yeah. And, you know, I didn't. It's fun to do that. Man, what a heavy, heavy morning. God, Lord.
I know it.
Why are people, you know, you can have discussions with people, and I'm not talking about you. People can talk to each other, but why can't we talk to each other in a civil way? Why do we have to call each other names? Why do they have to threaten you with email? Why is it that we just can't say, hey, you're on that side, I'm on this side? I don't get it, man. I mean, I was going to talk about what's happening in the Mideast and how they're talking about World War III and all that on the right, but I'm just shocked about this. Let's not buy into this polarized crap. I'm not going to buy into it. I'm not asking you to do it. I'm just saying.
Well, I'm trying not to. I mean,
I live in a red state.
I'm trying not to. I mean, I know I got pretty loud and pretty passionate with Dave, but, I try not to buy into it. And, I mean, I don't even, this may be heretic. This may be the wrong thing to say on this radio station, but I think there are a lot of conservatives who do have conscience and are not bad people.
Well, yeah, there are. I live amongst them in Wyoming.
Yeah, they just see things differently.
One of my best friends is pro-Iraq. He's my best friend. He will be for the rest of my life. He has been for years. One of my best friends.
Yeah, they just see things differently.
And then another friend of mine went to Iraq as a mercenary. But he's my friend. I love him. You know, he's like a brother of mine. I don't agree with him politically. But that doesn't mean that we should get in a Mexican standoff and hit each other until somebody goes down.
No, I agree.
Because where is that going to get us? That's not going to get me anywhere. I mean, I might get some satisfaction. I also might get a bloody nose and a broken nose and anything like that. But God dang it. This is shades of the 60s in spades.
It's bizarre.
It is mondo bizarre.
It is bizarre.
Because Bush, he says, I'm not going to divide the nation. He couldn't wait to divide the nation. And now that he's done it, and now that he's satisfied, people like you and your listening audience, we got to, this is how I just want to keep my cool. Because I'm one of these guys, man, I could lose it like you. I relate so.
Yeah, it's hard. It's awful hard. Ron, thank you, man.
Right.
Thank you for the call.
All the best. We'll see you later.
All right, talk to you.
Bye.
Let's go to Wiley in Denver. Wiley, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
I just wanted to call you and tell you that don't take this personal. People look at the TV and see those babies, burnt babies and all that kind of stuff. Anybody get upset, you know. And it's kind of like the canary in the mine cage. It's trying to tell us that people are really pissed off.
Yeah, they are. You know, they're angry.
Man, I'm telling you, I was on the street the other day, man, and people are cursing and carrying on, and they're just upset, man. So don't take it personal. People are just really pissed off.
What are they so angry about?
Seeing these babies get killed like that, needlessly, you know, because they know that...
Well, you know, that makes me angry, too, and I don't agree with everything that Israel does.
But
it makes me angry, but it also makes me angry that, you know, 100 Iraqis a day are dying, and we're getting very little news coverage on that, too.
The whole thing is pissing people off. It's not just one little element of it. It's the whole entire scenario. Everything has been so finessed and lied to And people are making billions of money off of us, and they're stealing our money. And, man, people are pissed.
Yeah, they are. And you know what the best thing to do? The best thing to do is go to the voting booth in November and do something
that's
about
right.
it. That's the
that's
best thing
exactly
to do.
Exactly right. But in the meantime, you can't take this personally. You just got to understand where this anger is coming from, and it is justified in many ways. So don't take it personally.
All right,
that's
you got
what
it.
They want you to do.
All right, thanks, Wiley. Appreciate
You're
it,
welcome,
man.
Buddy.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, that's it for today. Tomorrow morning, Valerie Plame's lawyer, Erwin Chemerinsky, and Congressman and John Dingell, and also Jameson Bossier from Media Matters. Talk to you tomorrow morning.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-3364. Again, that's 1-800-550-3364. 1-800-550-3364.
Visit PeaceCorps.gov.
We've all heard them.